You got to tell me your dream, man.
Yeah.
Did they say anything to you? Did they say something to you?
Yes.
Just tell me what they said. Just say what they said. That's all. That's all I want to know is what they said. Just say it real quick.
Well, it's a few things. It wasn't just one thing. That's what it is. Yeah, it was basically, it was kind of like a conversation, to tell you the truth.
I know. So just tell me what they said.
Oh, God.
Just tell me what they said.
Well, you actually came up as well.
I came up? I've always come up, I tell you. I know
you
it.
You came up.
Okay, who brought me up? You or them?
Them.
Them?
Because I asked the question.
What question you asked? We say, is this bitch the real deal? You asked that motherfucker, was I the real deal, nigga?
From your
history, that, you know. You asked that motherfucker, was I the one?
No.
you want to know if I was an imposter?
No. My answer was that you are here, but you're not here for everybody.
Wait a minute. They bought me up to you.
Yes,
what
yes.
did they say to you about?
They said to me that you weren't here for everybody.
And then what did you, okay, then
especially
what?
Especially not for male.
Say that again so these
doing.
Niggas can hear that shit. Say that shit again.
You're not, I'm dead serious. I swear on anything right now, Don.
What did he say?
You were not put here for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not for males.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then what? That's true. That's true. And then what?
The rest of it was a little personal.
Okay, but did you say anything in regards to that back to them?
The only thing I remember asking, because most of it was just information being disseminated to me, but the one thing that I asked was about Kodesh. And when I was getting my answer, I heard like a baby in the background, and then, you know, I just came out of it. I didn't get my answer, so I just have to look forward to that next time.
So he told you I wasn't here for everybody, only
no.
Especially not males. That's true.
Hey, he said, told me.
Did he say especially?
Especially not for males.
Say what?
Especially not for males. That's what I heard.
Anything else you would like to share in public?
Like I said,
who didn't know that shit, though?
Hey.
Real, was you shocked when they said that?
I wasn't shocked. No, I wasn't taken back.
Okay, what about you live? Are you live in the chat room?
It's a confirmation, though. You know, when you get a confirmation, you know that it is true. You know that it's real.
Yeah, yeah. Males get in the way of the woman becoming a butterfly. I hate
that. I would have to agree.
Because she's going to have to get to the top. And it's very hard for her to get to the top if there's a nigga in the fucking way. And men, and for some reason, I don't even want to go into my nigga rant, my man rant. But I just don't think it's fair because we step off the way all the time for any man to make it to the top, to make it there. But she has to get there. She is the reason why we're still alive today. So she has to make it. She got to get there. But niggas is so busy, you know, investing in themselves and trying to be the man of every fucking thing, the owner, the maker, the CEO, the baker, all that fucking shit. When nigga, you supposed to give it all to her. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what always hinder us as a race. Because black man is not going to give her the fucking ball. This nigga really fucking believes that he can do it. And he can't do it. He can't do it, not even including her, to try to give her some fucking position in his goddamn idea of a motherfucking, what that shit called now? Of his ideal of a goddamn life. Like, or business, or whatever. No, nigga, you supposed to drop every fucking thing and put it all on her. If not, then leave the bitch and become your own goddamn man and do it on your fucking own. You are not going to make her the fucking secretary. You're not going to make her your fucking wife. You're not going to make her your fucking baby mother. You're not going to make her any of that shit. You're not going to give her no more of your fucking life. She doesn't need it. She don't want it. She don't want a position in your fucking life. She has her right to stand on the top of that fucking pyramid, nigga. And you supposed to put her there. She is the goddamn capstone. But that's, you know, it's just, that's what it is. Baby, I'm over there for business. My daddy do that shit. And Tari, you gonna work here? And Fernando? And Brenda? And I, nigga, no. Motherfucker, the money you make is, we take and we build the world with it. It ain't about you and your fucking idea. Why would you need us for? We're not gonna build another pyramid for you fucking pharaohs. We're not doing it no more. We're not gonna put you motherfuckers on the top. We're done with you. Do it on your fucking own. Cause niggas don't play fair. No, we're not gonna hand you a fucking brick, fuck nigga. We're not. We're not gonna build another fucking statue of another fucking nigga, of another fucking man. We're not gonna put you there. That is not our life. That is not the way our science go. Our science does not go that way. That's why the black or the Nubian race or the Nubian race is still stagnating, because the nigga wants to be the one with the fucking title. Wants to be the pharaoh. Well, be you a pharaoh without a land. But they don't fucking know that the land is called Tara. Terra. Earth. It's a woman. So you'll never have this fucking land until you put that woman up there. Motherfucker, you'll be a pharaoh without her. I said I wasn't gonna do that shit. But nigga, that's what that motherfucker say. If we don't, it's over for us as a people. But niggas and they fucking egos, and that's why they lost, y'all lost y'all divinity a long time ago. Refer back to the Materialization Right book. Refer back to it because of a fucking title. Y'all been lost that shit because you want a title. So we ain't got shit. She ain't on top. You ain't gonna have nothing. You gonna keep trying to lay the first fucking brick, and that bitch gonna be like Seeley, sitting in the fucking kitchen watching you burn down shit to impress another motherfucker. You burning down shit to impress another motherfucker. A motherfucker that ain't even in the house with your ass. So yeah, he right. He know that shit. He know it. I am not here for men. I'm not here for everybody, especially men. Because we can't get nowhere with these fucking niggas. We can't. They fighting over fucking titles. They want a fucking title to impress every fucking body. And meanwhile, we're still at a stagnating fucking race. They're like bitches fighting over a dress at a fucking goddamn clothing store. We stop fighting. We're done with that. We don't want a fucking title. And we don't want a position anymore from you niggas. We don't want it no more. No. No, because you don't play fair. You take the ball back every fucking time. So fuck you. We got our own ball. It was quite simple to make. All you need was plastic and put a little air in it, blow it the fuck up, and we got our ball now, and we're going to take it all the way to the top. While, like I said, while you niggas still at brick one, we've already laid 15 fucking bricks. We can move a hell of a lot faster if you stop goddamn thinking that you the chief executive fucking officer, or that you the head of the fucking house, or that you the goddamn man, or that you the fucking breadwinner, or it's gonna be your fucking way or the highway. And bitch nigga, you still ain't even built the fucking highway. You're delusional. We ain't got time for that shit. Said it. Said if you don't put that woman up, if you don't put that woman up there at that top, motherfucker, it's over for us as a people. Y'all, what the fuck y'all think we here for? Just to be your bathroom? Are you fucking serious? And you only claim us when you out having a conversation to another nigga about his wife, about your wife, about your children, about his children? Fuck you. Fuck you. You only use us as a conversation piece? Only when it's convenient to mob, make us look good in the face of another motherfucker? Fuck you. No. Nah. So that's why we gonna stay stagnated. Niggas get women just to talk to other niggas about their wives and their children and all that fucking shit. And what they wife do and what they kids do. Fuck you niggas. We're sick of that shit. We're sick of your conversations. But he won't give you the fucking ball. That's why I tell them bitches, fuck that nigga. Focus on your own ball. Don't you drop your ball for that fuck nigga. Because he doesn't play fair. And trust me, you don't know nothing when it comes to him. When you start to run your fucking mouth, he ain't fucking listening. You know nothing. He only use you like fucking Fireliner says, when them niggas say my better half. That's the only time a nigga use you. That means you got a half a fucking brain. Fuck him. So now, focus on your shit, bitch. And us as women, we'll put each other at the fucking top while the rest of these niggas can play fucking hoe games because they not going nowhere. Read the fucking stats. The women who got corporations are moving faster than their fucking husbands or niggas that have already started. Before you, it's already moving faster. This nigga want to compete with you. Fuck him. He don't really want to make it to the fucking top, because if he did, he'll pass you the fucking ball. But now, we at a point, we don't want your fucking ball. When we was playing ball together, you didn't play fair. You took it back. You gave it back, then you took it back. You gave it back, then you took it back. Then fuck you. I'm now focused on my shit. I need a pepper. So, you don't play fair. That's why we moving fast. We got to get there. Niggas ain't really concerned about the children, the generational fucking wealth. Because if they was, they say paradise lies at the foot of the woman. And last time I checked, paradise is where all the wealth is at. They don't really want it. They don't want it. They just want to look good. So nah, I'm not. He right. I ain't never been here for no fucking nigga. I ain't never, ever. I tried to be here for niggas, but it don't work. I did try, and I failed at that. So I ain't fucking with. Once I fail one time at trying to be here for a fucking nigga, I know never to try that shit again. Because they don't play fair. They don't play fair. And then they just swear they just giving bitches jobs and duties and shit to fucking do. Nah, fuck you. We work for the Most High. We're done with you. The Most High ain't tell us to fucking do that shit. We ain't fucking doing it. Fuck you. Yo, we ain't doing that shit. I ain't get no message. Motherfucker ain't called me, ain't text me, ain't Facebook me, ain't Instagram me, ain't Twit me, tell me do that shit for you. Fuck you. I'm not doing that shit. You don't play fair. You know what I'm saying? Don't play fair. Niggas don't play fair. That's why we need other, that's why we always ask, please send us your helpers in peace. Just send me your helpers in peace. Send me your helpers in peace, cause this ain't it. This ain't it. This ain't gonna work. Oh heavenly one, and all of your heavenly hosts. Oh omnipotent, and all of your heavenly hosts. Send me your helpers in peace, cause this ain't it. Yeah, so there you have it. I ain't right now. Send me your helpers in peace, right? This ain't it. We just tired. I know I'm tired. And I know I've been tired for a long fucking time. So I can imagine who else is fucking tired. You know what I'm saying? Our life, our family structure should not be where it's at right now. It shouldn't be where it's at right now. You know what I'm saying? It should be, the capstone should already be on the fucking pyramid. That bitch should be already at the fucking top. Any nigga who got a bitch, she's supposed to be at the fucking top already. So we're moving slow because we're still trying to be some man's fucking lady or some man's fucking wife or some man's fucking children's mother. And we're supposed to be at the fucking top. We supposed to have been at top already. Our family's supposed to have been way, we supposed to have been already at the goddamn $1 billion mark. $1 billion as far as companies are concerned. That's where the fuck we supposed to have been at. As far as business, as far as everything, we supposed to have been at top already. It's time is stagnating. Because niggas like to stagnate the woman. Come with his bright ass ideas and shit, his stupid fucking shit. Listen, Listen, you got ideas, brothers. Do that. Leave that. Listen, you don't need her. You don't need her. You don't need her. The purpose of getting with her is that you can put her to the top. That's why you're with her. Your job is to get that bitch to be the only queen on the fucking chess table. You fucker. You piece of shit. She's supposed to be the only bitch in the goddamn game, motherfucker. Not you. You ain't supposed to be in the fucking game, motherfucker. Supposed to be her. She's supposed to be there. So, yeah, this is a slow fucking process. You know what I'm saying? This is a slow process like a motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? My mom been cleaning houses ever since I was 6 years old. You know how many business ideas my fuck nigga daddy done had? And here I am, 38 now. How many business endeavors this fuck nigga done spent money on and shit, got with other fucking niggas and shit. And my mom's still cleaning to this fucking day. He ain't thought not one time to invest that little job money he got into her. He ain't gonna even think about that bitch. He trying to make it with a bunch of other fuck niggas on every goddamn thing. See? Especially for niggas. I am not for niggas. Niggas got too much work to do on themselves and something that they're not going to fucking do. Something that they're not going to fucking do. They are not going to just goddamn transfer themselves inside out. They're just not going to fucking do it. They're not going to fucking get right for this fucking bitch in their goddamn life. They are not going to fucking do it. They're not going to do it. That's why your nigga don't invest in your shit. They're just not going to do it. Why he don't put all that hard on time and energy in your fucking shit. Ain't going to fucking do it. Ain't going to do it. But watch, Neff. You just started. You just started and the world fucking knows you. Only Oakland know that fuck nigga. You already winning. You'll see. That's how this shit works. The world fucking knows you. You shipping all over the fucking world. They just won't do it. It just show you. Nah, especially not men. I'm not interested in them motherfuckers because they don't want the bitch at the top. They don't want to get her there. They get mad when other motherfuckers help the bitch. They get mad. They start getting a little jealous. They start getting angry and shit because other motherfuckers, oh yes, the Most High sends his helpers in peace and don't even want to fuck you. Don't even want to fuck you. Don't even want your pussy. Just want to see you make it to the fucking top. Don't even want to give you a fucking baby. Don't want to even go to the bathroom on you. Don't even want to fucking claim you. Just want to get you to the fucking top. Now they saying that the goddamn black woman is the motherfucking white man now. You seen that shit? You seen that shit? Have y'all seen that shit? But didn't I fucking tell y'all that shit? Didn't I tell you that? It's us he got to give it to. It ain't that nigga. It's us. Now they saying the black woman is the white man. So you know what that means. We're the devil. You want to know why? Because we running shit now. The white man was only the devil because the nigga was in power. Now the black woman is the white man because of what? Because the bitch is in power, and now she's the devil. Anyone that's in power is the goddamn devil, motherfucker. Shit, and we'll be that devil, and we'll take that position. We will be that, because prior to that, ISIS was called the devil. Look it up. You can Google it. Was ISIS or Aset the fucking devil? You'll see a whole bunch of shit. They call the bitch a witch. Call her every fucking thing. Go look up Ishtar. They even call that bitch a devil, a demon, all this fucking shit. Look up all them bitches before goddamn Christianity, the monotheistic religions pops up. All the deities, the female deities, they were called the devil because they were in power. Because they was in power. Don't it look like time is coming back into our favor? Because they were called the devil, And now the black woman is called the goddamn devil. Well, she ain't called the devil yet, but just wait. If she's called the white man now, she's going to be called the devil next. So fuck y'all niggas. Fuck y'all. Y'all don't want to help the bitch get on top. You get your little money. You only pay the fucking bills, but you don't invest in her goddamn mind. So fuck you. Why the fuck should we be interested in that? So we'll play your wife at home, fuck nigga, but we getting to the goddamn top. We'll be the little bitch when you come home, but we on our way to the fucking top because y'all don't play fair. We just keep asking, send us your helpers in peace. Send us your helpers in peace. Because we ain't doing it for you. We doing it for our children. We got to get this power back. And you pretending that you own titles and shit, motherfucker. That you got some goddamn job that's greater than hers, motherfucker. Enjoy your life. But what's the point of having a fucking woman in your damn life, especially a black one, motherfucker, if you ain't dumping all your energy and time into her? You can just keep all your energy and your selfishness and your titles and your ideas to yourself, for yourself, without her. You don't need her. What's the point of a goddamn woman? That's what I want to know. What's the point of having one if you ain't going to invest it all into her? If you're not going to invest it in her, what's the point? Fuck paying goddamn bills, fuck nigga. Fuck a bill, nigga. What about her? It ain't a woman that you niggas ain't got, that you niggas don't have right now, that don't have a creative bone in her body, that always wanted to start something or is doing something right now. Ain't a fucking woman in your fucking life, and you cannot deny it. You can't. You making the fucking money. Why you don't invest it into her idea? You won't, because you're selfish. You got the ball. You want to play. You got your own ambitions and dreams, then you need to leave her. You need to get the fuck up, get out of her fucking life, and pursue your fucking dreams, fuck nigga. Because why else be with a woman if you're not going to put her on the top? This is the black race I'm talking about. This is the Nubian race. He says it's over for us as a people if you niggas don't. So now we got to ask ourselves, sisters, why the fuck is we with a nigga that's not putting us at the top? We should leave his bitch ass. Because we doing it on our own any fucking way. We're doing it. I don't understand. It can't work that way. It doesn't work like, it's like two houses. You know what I'm saying? It's like two houses. You know? I know it got to be hard for you, Neff. I know it got to be hard for you. Because two businesses is like two houses, two different incomes. That's like, you know what I'm saying? That's two minds on two different fucking things. I can see if you was in a lesbian relationship, but if you was in a lesbian relationship, two bitches will work on one thing and knock that shit out, master that motherfucker, then take the money, the income come from that, put it in that, start the next one. It's like fucking Monopoly. It's quite simple. TikTok said, why should he put her on top? If you can see through the clouds, you will see that there's a woman at the top. That's why. If you can see past the clouds, the debris, the bullshit, you'll see that there's a woman always at the top. The obelisk that you see, TikTok, around the world, it symbolizes a woman, okay? The obelisk that the United States has and in small cities and country and cities and states in the United States, it symbolizes a woman. Y'all think it's Egypt. Y'all think because you see the obelisk, no, that's a woman. It's a woman. I hope that helps. Symbolizes women. I hope that helps, TikTok. Those are women that men invested in and put her on top put her there, placed her there. That's why even if when you go to Atlanta and you look up this gold dome in Atlanta, and that's the tallest building in the city of Atlanta, there's a woman standing at the top. Hell, in New York, you got the Statue of Liberty. That's a fucking woman. When you see Columbia pictures, that's a fucking woman. God damn it, when you go to Egypt, you see my eye, that's a fucking woman. You see that in the capital of D.C., you see the fucking woman, okay? But for some reason, nigga, you can't see the bitch you fucking in your life, and you won't put that bitch at the fucking top. Ain't that some shit? And but we sit and we complain that we trying, babe, I'm trying all I could do, I'm trying, nigga. Or you sit and goddamn complain that Mr. Whitey or somebody else is trying to, got all this type of shit, but they know the fucking formula is the goddamn woman. The formula is the woman, not you using her, fuck nigga, her using you. You have to know that you're in her fucking life to put her higher. You, nigga, but a man can't go no higher than a fucking woman. That's why his dumb ass want to keep blaming a bitch on why he ain't went no fucking where. You ain't going no fucking where, nigga, until you stop and look at me. Motherfucker, that's why you can't get nowhere, nigga. The nine ball says that bitch is the driving force in your life. So if you don't want this bitch to drive, then you don't need to be with her. She know the way. Is she not the exact replica of Tiamat, motherfucker? Is she not? Last time I checked, Tiamat is a nigga. A woman, a female. Okay, TikTok says, Don, come on. Not a lot of dudes are going to let a woman lead, especially a white dude. TikTok. TikTok. Yo, I'm not saying shit to you tonight. TikTok is crazy. TikTok. I can't do shit but laugh at your ass. Okay. TikTok. I'm done with this conversation. Niggas know what the fuck I'm talking about. Niggas know what I'm talking about. We're not asking. It's not about leading. See, there's another title. Leader. You see that shit? There's another title. See, y'all's caught up on titles, and this is why we're done. This is why we can't be your fucking helpmate. We're no longer helping you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the title thing. It's the title thing. That's why we're focused. That's why I work better with women who wants to get up off the fucking ground. You know what I'm saying? That's why I work better with women who's probably got a nigga in their life, but I can help them. First, she got to realize that nigga ain't helping her. A little thing he doing is paying the fucking bills, and that ain't shit. Because you can get a smaller fucking place like I fucking did and put all your kids in that bitch, and goddammit, the Most High will provide and will send you a helper in peace that can help invest in you and will take you all the way up. But eventually, he'll fuck around and get jealous, too. Because man get comfortable. He comes back with his bright eye fucking dears and shit. When he see you goddamn on your shit, he comes with his shitty-ass ideas. Like, he's shitty-ass. Thank you, TikTok. Now you're dancing with me, baby. Yes, he start competing. You know what I'm saying? And really, there is no competition. The bitch is supposed to get there. See, if niggas knew that the race was whatever man that puts the bitch on top first wins, then he'll try. Then he will really do it. I remember Dr. York said that shit. Whoever put the woman in position, whoever put the woman on top, that's checkmate, game over. And you know what? A whole bunch of niggas went out who heard that shit and started macking bitches, gathering bitches, repeating that shit, but got them hoes working for them. That's how stupid them bitches are. End up get grabbing all the bitches, though, and telling them, you know, Dr. York said, you know, whoever put the bitch on top. But then end up having all them hoes working for them. And the nigga still never got on top. Because he did it wrong. He supposed to came to them bitches and said, how can I help you? How can I help you? What do I need to do? How many jobs I need to get to invest in you? But they ain't do that shit. These niggas came with some bright ideas, got some bitches, and had put them hoes in passing out flyers position, answering phones position, typing positions, faxing positions. You know what I'm saying? What's the other word? Getting other bitches in positions. And all that fucking shit. These dumbass bitches, they didn't get the real memo. That nigga's supposed to be helping you. He's supposed to help grow your earth. He doesn't have an earth. This is not his place. That's why the black man is going to always fucking lose. Even when he think he got something, he ain't got nothing. This is not your earth, nigga. The woman, Mother Earth doesn't favor man. She favors woman. And the only reason why he got what he got is because of you. And the little shit he got is because of you. Because they want to make sure that you straight. You and your children is straight. That's the only reason why he even got a job or a goddamn dollar coming in is because of you. And he swear to God it's him. He believes with all his fucking might, all his dick power, all his hair on his fucking chest and beard on his fucking face, that it's him going out there getting it. He's fucking ignorant. Leave me, nigga, and watch, you won't have nothing. Walk away. Walk away right now and watch, nigga, you won't have a dollar, motherfucker. You'll lose every fucking thing. You ain't got it because of you. You got it because of me. He doesn't know that. So, yeah, Nubie, I'm sorry. But Dr. York know that shit. You know that bitch. You know, Nubie, let me tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead. I'm here.
A long time ago, 2002, March of 2002, I presented Dr. York with my first paper, my magazine. When I gave it to him, it was in class, and I flipped it over for him. He read the front cover, but I wanted to flip it over, show him the back and the word on the back of the cover. The word on the back that I pointed to, I said, and check this out right there, read that. And he bust out laughing when he saw it. And everybody's quiet. So, of course, he's laughing, and I'm laughing because it's a private fucking joke. Because I wanted him to know that I'm there. I'm here now. I'm ready. And when he laughed, he had to explain it to everybody what the fuck was so funny. And he said to them, he said, I wrote a book in 1985 called Gold Diggers. Said it's about powerful women coming together and taking over the fucking world. And this girl right here been trying to get bitches together for over 20 fucking years. Let me say it right, because I done had bitches and shit. He didn't say bitches. Let's do it again. He said, I wrote a book called Gold Diggers about powerful women coming together and taking over the world, which is being done right now. That's what he said, which is being done right now. And this girl right here has been trying to get women together for over 20 years. That's what he said. I was 26 when he made that statement. My brother was sitting next to me, and he whispered to me. He said, damn, Tyler, you were 6 years old? I was six. That's why I said I've been trying to get these bitches right since I was six. Then he says to me, he says, but you don't like men. That's what he says to me in the class. He said, you don't like men. And I don't. Because men is a hindrance for the certain women that needs to take over this fucking world. The men in their lives are in the fucking way. And a woman like Oprah confirmed that for me. When she left William, that's when she became Oprah. He was in the fucking way. On the back of it was the Sibylline Oracles, live antennas. On the back of it was the Sibylline Oracles. I wanted him to see the Sibylline Oracles, because only he would know. Nobody knew that shit. Not even these bitches that's pumping Sibylline to this day. These hoes late to the party. He and I talked about that for a very long time, and I finally decided to pull it off, focus on it. After I left one fuck nigga, when I left that fuck nigga, I started working real hard on it. And when I completed it, I wanted to give it to him, to show him that I'm doing it. I'm back on my shit. I'm back on the mission of getting these bitches right, of gathering the women and getting them to the fucking top. For those women that are strong enough to cut the rope, well, cut the dick off. Because you have to cut the dick off because the dick don't play fair. He's not going to help you. He's jealous. He's a hinderer. You take 3 steps, this motherfucker is going to snatch you back. But you got to get to that top of the pyramid. You got to get to the top. I'm a firm, I know it. I know that shit is true. That for the sake of our race, she got to get to the top or else it's over for us. And I don't want it to be over like that for us. Niggas do. Niggas can quote that saying from Dr. York 1,000 times. They can quote Paradise Lies at the feet of a woman, but they're thinking of the pussy. They can say that the woman is God. They can quote all that shit, but they are not going to crown her. She's got to crown herself. Your nigga's not going to do it. He's not going to take the crown off his fucking head and place it on yours. He's not going to step down and put you at the top. He's not going to fucking do it. He got his own little Lucky Charm situation, his little gold at the end of the fucking faggot-ass rainbow he's chasing. So he's not going to do it. He's a child. He believes in purple horses and, you know, horseshoes and unicorns and all that fucking shit. He's chasing a fucking rainbow when we only deal with pyramids and the fucking capstone is you, ladies. Look at Jania. 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 Okay, what else, Star Child? How you doing? What'd you say? Every time you talk, you're telling my story, I swear. That's all of our story. That's why we're here amongst each other. That's, yeah, it ain't just your story. It's all of our. We used to share the same fucking story. We always the bitch with the bright ideas. And here come Mr. I'm going to turn her fucking light off with that shit. I got a brighter one. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all of our stories. It's all of our shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't get it. They don't understand. You know, once you leave from Shriners, once you leave from Masons, from being a builder, then it's time to goddamn be a Shriner. Once you know how to build, nigga, now it's time to build that woman, motherfucker. How many times I done got to say that shit? If you niggas don't know how to, if you ain't a Mason yet, then you ain't ready for a woman. You gotta learn how to build first. Now you ready to be a Shriner. And put her at the top of that goddamn shrine, motherfucker. That's the secret. Surely you know how to build something. All you got to do is build something, and now you know how to build her. She need to get there. And so, niggas don't want her there. They want to be at the top.
Yeah, you know, but you know what pisses me off? I tell you what pisses me off and why I can't stand these fuckers. I tell you exactly what pisses me off is when they say they take a person that don't fucking know. Okay, now I feel that person fucking fault. Okay, because they shouldn't have failed for the bullshit. Okay, but they take a person that doesn't know, right? They take a person that doesn't know, and all they trying to fucking do is learn about, learn and get closer to the Most High, highest, period. All
right?
They take right. these babies, they take these people, they take these women, wherever you, every, they do this shit and take them, and these folks don't fucking know. Okay, they finally fucking realize that everything in their life that they have been taught is a fucking lie. And then they take, they go in there and put this bullshit in their fucking head. That's the shit. And then they sit there and say, hey, and then these motherfuckers know the fucking truth and know how things work or what have you. Like, I speak for myself, okay? And this and this shit pisses me the fuck off. And it ain't just about me. It's about other people who are being tricked and fooled the way that I allow myself to be.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm tired of this bullshit. I am tired of this bullshit. Okay? And what they sit there and do is they know the truth. They know everything. They know all these fuckers, man. They know everything, right? So they'll sit there and put something in your head like, hey, look, man, this and this and this gonna happen, right? Get you to believe the bullshit, right? And then the shit happens. So then you looking at them like, what the fuck? And then till you get to the realization, because they always fucking slip up, okay? They always fucking slip up, right? And then you get to the realization, this nigga wasn't making this shit happen. It was me, because I believed it. I thought it was. So instead of looking at your fucking self, you're looking at some fucking nigga, these faggot ass niggas. And like I said, I'm more mad with myself than them. You know what I'm saying? But but the thing is that they take it innocent, and the thing about it is babies. It's fucking little crying babies down there. Every fucking way. It's little babies. And they're going to grow up believing this fucking bullshit. This is motherfucking bullshit, man. Fuck ass nigga. I'm sorry, man.
Let me say this to you. In a sense, I know I understand why you pissed. You know what I'm saying? Why it happened. But when you see it in its true light, everything is a test. So by the time you flunk the test the first time, let them get you the first time. The second time, let them get you again. But at least you passed it the third time or whatever time when your eyes was open and you knew good from evil. You know what I'm saying? Even though you still stand on two legs. So in one instance, you saw the game, you saw the con. When you woke up to the truth, that's where it hurts. But at least you know now. And so even though it appears to you, even though you're saying you're pissed about this shit, but in all actuality and reality, that they showed you the truth, and the truth does hurt, but that was due to an information gene that exploded only in your DNA, where they said now it's time for him to know. That's a good situation, you know what I'm saying? So that's good, because your eyes are open. But when, you know, once our eyes are open, we do get pissed, we get mad about that shit. But the blessing is that information exploded in our DNA, where we won't be hoodwinked or be under the spell of belief. And so, because this shit, listen, if they didn't care about you, the elders or whatever beings that are responsible for your DNA explosion, if they didn't give you that, nigga, they would still be pimping the shit out of you today. You would still be asleep in their presence, and they're running game on you, and you would know it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to see it as this is a beautiful day and time for you, because your eyes was opened at the time where it needed to be. So, yeah, when we do look back at our lives, no matter what it is, like even I have some type of fucking Tourette's moment about my situation at 20 to 25. You know what I'm saying? But they opened my eyes, because from 20 to 25, that's only 5 years with a fuck nigga, with a black devil. Then me still being with that motherfucker right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's from 1996 to 2014. That means that no one cares about me. No one. None of the elders decided to explode the DNA, you know what I'm saying, in my cell and give me the information that this motherfucker is the devil and I need to get the fuck out of there. So can you imagine me from 20 to right the fuck now. That's a long goddamn time of a bitch being asleep. But someone cared about me. Someone said, we got to wake this bitch up. We got to let her see everything. She's going to need to know good from evil. She doesn't even know this nigga is the devil. So that's like someone looking out for us. We shouldn't be pissed at that. We should rejoice that they open our eyes. And anytime we go, we get into a situation blindly, we just know that in a minute, somebody's going to turn that light on for us. Somebody's going to, because that light been turned on for us prior to you and I getting involved with these type of black devils called Nuwabians. You know what I'm saying? Prior to that, we didn't even know there was a such thing as Nuwabians, but we were still fucking with black devils in first grade, second grade, third grade, and them lights kept being turned on. That information of DNA explosions kept exploding like, whoa, get away from that motherfucker. We know now. So it's a beautiful day and time. It's not a piss situation. It's a great situation where the elders step in and open your eyes. Now, it do still hurt us that so many people's eyes are not open to these serpents, to these black devils that's pretending to be messiah types. You know what I'm saying? That's pretending to be leaders, and they're not. But it's a sad day and time, but reality of it is there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. As in the man from Planet Risk, it says not everybody reached the age of maturity, which goes to show not everybody is supposed to see. One of the first people that Nancy created was a blind man that could see. So, you know what I'm saying? They could see, but the motherfucker was blind. So there's a race of blind motherfuckers that can see, but they're really blind. We are also that race of blind motherfuckers that can see, but really blind, but that cell, that DNA, that, you know, just a cell consists of millions of DNA. So at any point in our life, they explode that DNA for us to see what the fuck is really going on. For us to see the person that has been lying to us or deceiving us.
Yeah.
They give us that. This is not done just by our own will. Because we use our will to believe. A lot of our willpower is used for belief, to believe that the person is right, to believe that this person is not lying to me, to believe that this person will love me forever, to believe that this motherfucker will not hurt me. A lot of our willpower is used on belief. So when we wake up, that's not done by us. We can't wake up automatically. We got Dell cells living in us right now. Only that which controls the DNA mechanism or the detonator can explode that and break the spell of belief for us. And then when we know, we use our will to stay away from motherfuckers like that. And we can use our will to tell people to stay away from motherfuckers like that. But if they believe them over you, then they have to believe it. They have to keep going. They have to fuck with them motherfuckers. But the blessing is, we ain't. It's like saying, I'm out of jail now. You know what I'm saying? And you standing in front of the prison system saying, I don't think you want to go in there, but then here's a sleep motherfucker with dead cells saying, yes, I do. Yes, I do want to go in there. I believe that it's going to make me better. Like, you know, like, so they got to go. Everybody has to go through hell in order to know what hell feels like. Everybody has to go through a black devil in order to know what a black devil smells like. We all have to go through that. You can't even prevent your children. Because don't you want your children to be a master over the planet Earth? To master all these beings? Then they're going to have to know what the devil looks like. They have to get in bed with that motherfucker. They're going to have to eat with that motherfucker. They're going to have to play with that motherfucker to know the goddamn devil. Then they've mastered them. Then they become a master. Then they'll say, I know who you are. So we all have to go through that shit. We all go through that. And that's the most, that's one of the best goddamn schools is to recognize the goddamn devil. And no, you cannot recognize the devil from across the street, because that's not that devil for you. The devil you see across the street is for another motherfucker school, but that's for another person. But the devil you might got to recognize either the one in the mirror or the one nearer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's our school. Yeah. But I hope that helps, though. But that's a beautiful thing that DNA exploded in you, no matter how long it took. But I know sometimes we look back at our movie and get pissed, and we should get pissed. We should always remember when they delivered us from the devil's fucking presence, from these motherfuckers' presence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always reflect back.
Yeah.
Because it lets me know that somebody care about me, goddammit. Somebody opened my eyes. Somebody said, fuck a marriage, fuck a religion, fuck your faith, get away from that motherfucker.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's been years, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been years, like...
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing recent. It's been, I was, what, like 20, 21, 23, 24, you know what I'm saying? It's been years, but I guess I'm more upset with myself because
you can't
something
be
inside of me.
Well, you can if you want to, because I'd be upset with myself, too, when I look back. But that's a good sign, though. See, that's good, because at least, because back then, you wasn't upset with yourself because you were asleep. Now you are, you look back, and you upset with yourself. That's a good feeling.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I was asleep, but then at the same time, something inside of me was telling me, I'm mad at myself right now.
I know.
You know, at this present day right now, because even then, that's why I'm so pissed. I'm more pissed at myself, because something was telling me all this shit was not, then I say it, but then I'm still like, man, I don't know, maybe I'm tripping, maybe this. Then we get here in the Holy Tablets, and then hear how this shit is right here.
Yeah.
Hear how this shit is right here. I refuse to fucking listen to my fucking self.
I know. It's the handwriting on the wall. We just kept erasing it. I know. But eventually, it sticks. And we wake up. And we move on.
Yeah.
I know. I know exactly what you feel. But in one reality, on top of the surface, you're set with yourself. But underneath the surface, someone woke your ass up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Exploded that information in you, so then you would know. You knew.
Yeah.
You knew that, which what you didn't know.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, seeing in this true light, everything is a test, person, places, and things. So there are people that come in our lives in the form of whatever form they come in, but that ain't nothing but, you know what I'm saying, the elders testing us. See, how long will it take for us to wake up? It's a test. It is a test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you know. At least you don't fuck with them no more, right?
Yeah, I can't stop fucking, man. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. See? Because you woke up. You know motherfuckers still fucking with them niggas?
Yeah.
You know it's new motherfuckers fucking with them niggas?
Yeah.
They sleep. They not testing the spirit. They don't reason. That's the only problem. That's the only reason why we get jammed up and fucked up and pimped and played. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't reason. We don't think. We don't reason.
Yeah.
Now we're learning to reason. We're learning to think. We're learning not to trust nobody regardless of what their position is. No, God, regardless of what they say their name is. No, regardless of what work they do. Regardless of what car they drive. Regardless of how many times they say the Most High's name or how well they can quote any books. We're starting not to trust these motherfuckers. We're learning that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're becoming that which what we're looking at. We no longer want to hear your voice. We want to hear our voice now. We don't want to listen to you. We want to listen to ourselves. So, you know what I'm saying? We no longer want to watch Michael Jackson do the moonwalk. We're going to do the fucking moonwalk. We don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
We're no longer dependent upon anybody who thinks they're smarter or wiser or more subtle or can quote or can sing. Doesn't matter now. We're becoming that. That's why we sit at a round table. You know what I'm saying? Because all the rest of these niggas want to be heads for a reason. But there's a round table. People sit at a round table. It's a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? It's a little safer at a goddamn round table. A little bit. Feels better. Feels a little safe. Ain't no head around this motherfucker unless we all heads sitting at a round table. But that's how you know the difference. Hey, Lyle always wanted to fucking rule. So when you got these niggas that want to sit at the head of something, you know to go the other way.
Okay.
Self-appointed themselves leaders, then you already know you don't have a say. That means all they want you to do is work, nigga. Be our bitch.
Oh,
absolutely, because they ain't finna invite you over for dinner.
They're
not finna put a seat up at their home, at their table for you. All they want you to do is work, mine for the gold and bring it back to them. Take bread from your house and give it to them, even though they got a pantry full of goddamn bread. But that's them type of motherfuckers.
It's been going on. People have been getting killed all the time. That's nothing new.
But I'm asking you one question. If you don't face the fact of reality that something bad is getting ready to happen, something is real bad getting ready to take place, something is going to happen very soon, you know, we're living in that thunder.
It records. Yes, Lord.
10 second dispatch.
Look, fam, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm rid of that. I'm saying fat.
Listen, man, it's not bad shit that's going to happen. I don't understand why people don't get into the science of the plane of force, the laws of attraction. These things are happening because they are beings that vibrate on a very low vibratory level, frequency, where they are magnetizing misfortune to them. You know what I'm saying? Because they are controlled by the plane of force on a very low vibratory frequency, and they refuse to raise up. They refuse to look at the handwriting on the wall in their own life, in their own house, in their own community.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm rid of that. I'm saying fat.
If in fact, when there is death, there can be no life. Look at Chicago. There was motherfuckers, 20 motherfuckers dying every fucking week. And people were still there waiting to die next. They don't know when to pick up and go. And all of them say they are Christians. And all of them know about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. So even this is your God at work destroying them motherfuckers. Can I find one good person and I will save this city? So everybody is waiting until they the next motherfucker to get a gun in their goddamn head. So what is wrong with the people today? He said people just don't think. That's all. They don't think.
Thank you, Dad.
They don't think until it happens to them. The same thing, and my dad got a testimony. He lived in a bad fucking neighborhood, hearing everything about what's going on in it. My mom had a bullet shot right through her fucking wall when she was laying in the bed. Something told her to get up. The bullet hit the damn pillow.
Man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch, and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm rid of that. I'm saying fat.
Even when I lived there, it was two bodies found in a trunk in that car when I stayed there. And they still stayed. They still stayed after all of that. My father and my mom's house got doors, got kicked in. They got robbed. His gun was taken. They still stayed. The only reason why they are not there now, because 2-3 months ago, my father was held by gunpoint by three men, laid him out, made him roll underneath a fucking truck, and they steal the car, steal every goddamn thing, and now they finally moved out. Then they said, oh, it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go. So they watch. They don't follow the dominoes. This is what happens. This is what happens in Chicago. This is what happens every day. In my life, when I stayed with that man I was married to from 20 to 25 years, the neighborhood started to get bad. My car was broken into several fucking times. A friend of mine's body is found behind of a goddamn dumpster. And I begged that nigga that I have two children by, we got to get the fuck out of here. There's some handwriting on the wall before it happens to us. But I don't control the money. I don't control 8 hours a day working. I don't have no fucking power when it's time to fucking move, where we can just get up and go and just count the money and buy a place that's safer, where there is no crime yet, where there is no hatred yet, where there is no death yet, where the police don't frequent the streets yet. People don't take heed to that. They just don't fucking think, because it didn't happen to them. Until it happens to them, then they ready to go. And the problem is, again, you don't want it to happen to you, so you pay attention to what happens in your environment, because those are the signs from the Most High. I would never forsake you. I would never let you. Will always know when it's time to go. You will always know. It's not a motherfucker on this goddamn planet that ain't never heard the voice say, get up and goddamn go, get the fuck out of here. But they just don't listen.
Man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm rid of that. I'm saying fat. I'm saying fat.
But they just don't listen. They don't goddamn think until something fucked up happens to them personally. Not their children, they'll still stay there. Not their wife, they'll still stay there. Right, Daddy? You still stay there. And all you did was patch up the fucking hole in the wall that the bullet came through. But 3 years later when it happened to you, y'all was out of that motherfucker in two goddamn months up out of that shit. That's what the fuck the issue is. That's what it is. It's not random. It's ignorance. They wait. They wait because they want something. In the order of Melchizedek, it said that there are some motherfuckers that they have to jolt. Give them a hard jolt for them to get the fuck out of somewhere or change their goddamn life. They got to put them in fucked up situations because they don't want to do it before hell or the four winds falls on them. They don't know how to get out of something before, you know what I'm saying, while the rainbow is still in the sky. The rainbow's in the sky, you hear a voice say, get the fuck out, stop looking at the rainbow mountain. So many people would never leave. They would still be like, oh my God, look at the rainbow, it's so beautiful. And they hear the voice say, but it's time to get the fuck from underneath the goddamn rainbow, some shit about to fall out that bitch. No, I just want to stay and just be right here. They give us these warnings. They give us everything. They never fucking tell us. I'm telling you, it's people just don't pay attention. They just don't think. They always wait until the shoe is on their foot. I don't wait until the shoe is on my foot. When I start seeing it with people around me, I get away from them. You know what I'm saying? When they'll start coming around, motherfuckers, my association, it's time for me to shut them the fuck off because, goddamn, I'm in the line with the domino. So you got to just think, get the fuck out the line because you it's coming next. So that's the answer. What's wrong with the people today? People just don't fucking think. And like you said, what happens to you is because you want it to happen. It's your fault. When bad shit happens, it's your fault. When good shit happens, it's the Most High.
He said it's truth, it's truth. I'm saying facts.
Are you speaking solely of Jesus Christ? Title of who he is.
I'm talking about Jesus, who is known as Yeshua Isa. Don't get it mixed up with the Christ doctrine, because there are two other Christs. You understand?
Okay.
Don't get it mixed up with him, because the real one that you're talking about is Yeshua Isa in the El Holy Quran. That is the real one.
Hey, record. Yes, Lord.
Look, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
If I may add, it's Isa. It's not Yahshua. He asked about Melchizedek. The only reason why a lot of people don't know that Melchizedek is actually in the Quran, whether it's the Yusuf Ali version or the right translation by Dr. Malachi Z. York, is you'll find El Kiddah is another name for Melchizedek. That's the El Kiddah that walked with Moses. So there's a story of El Kiddah, who's also known as Melchizedek or Melchizedek. That's the answer to your question.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
El Kiddah is in the Quran, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. El Kiddah is
okay.
All the Muslims around the world knows him as El Kiddah. Melchizedek, that's a Hebrew name. And of course, Arabic came from Hebrew. That's why the word Allah or Allahum, or as a matter of fact, El Aleyu, is an Arabic word which was taken from the Hebrew, which is Elyon, Elyon, El. That's Hebrew. So, you know what I'm saying? Elyon, it was taken from Hebrew. It's Elyon, Elyon, El.
I'm saying
But we can get knowledge. That's why I call into the show, because regardless of what I think, I'm faced with Islamic teaching, and I'm also faced with Hebrew teaching, and I can't get the two connected because I'm seeing a bickering or the struggle of we're right and you're wrong.
Yes, Lord.
Look, man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
You have to tie the two, because the issue is dealing with Abraham first. Abraham, Miller Ibrahim. Combine the two, you are an Islamic Hebrew at that time. But you have to understand how it all in sync with Abraham all the way back to the prophet Adam. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll see it. You'll be able to connect the two. There is bickering only because no one was able to trace, you know what I'm saying, Islam to Hebrew and Hebrew to Miller Ibrahim. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Scram. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
As a Hebrew, I got a connection because of Ishmael. But where is Ishmael in the Middle East? Are those the Moors we're talking about? I believe it is. I believe the Moors are the true descendants of Ishmael and Hagar, because those are, Hagar is the mother of Ishmael. So her offsprings will also be considered. But did the Chaldeans conquer to servitude, which created the Moors, which are considered our army fighting Islamic today as Islamic fighters?
I'm thinking facts.
Islam is different. Those are Mohammedans. That's not Al-Islam. Those people that's over there fighting, they are Mohammedans. Like over here, they are Christians. You know what I'm saying? That's not Islam.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because
yep.
Islam itself means peace. These are Mohammedans. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that's creating the war of good and evil. Mm-hmm. It's based on Christians versus Mohammedans. This is all this shit is about. Not Yahshua way of life, neither Muhammad way of life. This is their own way of life. This is all governed by what you call the Pope today. The Catholic
right.
Church. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because Islam, or what is known as Islam today, is Catholicism. Christianity is Catholicism. Paul was their
basic
first
foundation.
Pope. And, of course, Muhammad's first wife, Khadija, was a Catholic nun. You know what I'm saying? And that's why all of the... That's why all of their Islamic temples or Muslim temples, you know what I'm saying, is called a mosque, which is the same name that they give the Catholic Church, a mosque. This is nothing more than it's like a bunch of kids fighting over the same thing. They got the same information.
Right.
They cannot connect it.
Yeah.
Religion brings separatism because people just don't think.
I'm thinking back.
So if the Christians took the time to read the Quran, they would see there's a whole chapter of Mary in there. You understand? You see what I'm saying? Jesus never said he was the son of God if they read the red letters and not Paul. Jesus never said he was the son of God. Neither did he say he was the son of man. By the time they was asking Jesus what would happen, his disciples, what will happen, show us the things that will happen about, the, you know, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church and all this other type of stuff, and no stone should be left unturned. And then he told his disciples to look for the son of man. So Jesus was never the son of man. And by the time it was time for him to go up against Pontius Pilate and all the rest of them, they questioned him about being the son of God. Jesus never walked around, never said out his own mouth he was either he was the son of man or the son of God. That's why when they asked him in that court, they said, nigga, you are going, are you saying you the son of God? He said, no, you're saying that I'm the son of God. I've never said that. And whoever told you that, you obviously must believe it because you're asking me about it today.
Yeah,
so he never claimed to either be the son of God nor the son of man.
I'm saying back.
Why did the Hebrews form alliance with God's enemies? Because in the scriptures, the Chaldeans or the Palestinians is God's enemy. And that would be them also teaching Islam to me. That's why I'm sticking with it.
Okay, can I claim something? You familiar with the fact that that Muhammad made an Isra? He made an Isra to where? He made an Isra to El. He made an Isra to Allah, right? Which is El. Jesus said Eli. But he made an Isra to El, which made him an Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob did the same thing. Remember Jacob's ladder? Jacob climbed that ladder. Or he saw that ladder. He rose. He went up. And they named him Israel after they took his name Jacob away from him. They named him Israel.
Now, this is how I understand
Muhammad is a Hebrew. Muhammad was a Hebrew.
Yeah, that's the trick
the
right there.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad was
right.
a Hebrew. Muhammad made an Isra to El.
Because my understanding, his teachings started running rapidly in the Middle East, and at the time, the government was not Islamic, and they seeked his life, so he found refuge with the Israelites. That is the story and the movies that is out today. So
he found refuge with the original Hebrews, which were the Ethiopians, the Falashia, the original Hebrews. That's where he made his journey to Ethiopia. Remember, after he left Ethiopia, he was dressed in white.
Mm-hmm.
Those Falashia, the so-called country of Israel, has been shipping over to Israel to blend into that blood. Remember, they've been shipping those Ethiopians out of there and bringing them to Israel so they mix in and bind in with that blood, that real Hebrew blood. That's where Muhammad went to get the teachings, to get the information tied in together.
Technically say, by theory, he is a Palestinian having refuge in a African nation known as a Hebrew culture, but then went back to the Chaldeans, the Palestinians, and taught his message. Dressed
so he
in
is
white.
A Palestinian.
Dressed in white.
Look, fam, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Strap. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying
First, let's get it clear about how the Palestinians came about. If you go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 6, it shows you, it says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the only thing that we're going to be concerned here with in Genesis chapter 10 here is the son Mizraim first, because the Bible translated Mizraim as an Egyptian, if you look at it, and translated Cush as an Ethiopian. It translated Put as a Libyan, and doesn't bother to translate Canaan. So it was the Mizraimites who originated with Noah in the Persian Gulf. And if the Bible story is true, and Noah was a direct descendant from Adam, and they were dwelling in the Middle East, then in order for Mizraim to be an Egyptian, the Mizraimites would have migrated westward, just as in order of Cush to be Ethiopian, which is in Africa. They would have migrated westward. And the same applied in order for Put to be Libyan, which is also in Africa. I repeat that Ethiopia, Libya, and Egypt are in the continent of Africa. The biblical society try to make it appear that Ethiopia, Libya, and Egypt are on separate continents. So the descendants of Mizraim were Lydia, Anna, Lehab, Napatu, Patharum, Kaslahim, that's in Genesis 10:13, out of who came the Palestinians, or the Palestine. So which are your Palestinians of Palestine today? Your Palestinians of Palestine today? However, they are mixed with European-type Arabs from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. Talking about a mixture that took place in the biblical geography of the Egyptians originated. They originated in Genesis chapter 10, verse 6 as the sons of Ham, which means burnt black. So everybody at that time that were called Palestinians or Palestinians at that time, they were black. Jet fucking black, burnt black is what the Bible described them motherfuckers as. What you're looking at today is Kale Arabs or the Turkey motherfuckers coming in, like Doc just said, taking the Ethiopians, mixing it, you know what I'm saying, 600 something fucking years ago, and probably 1,000 years ago, and bleaching Asterisk. Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Bleaching, God. You know what I'm saying, Noah's bloodline of Mizraim. That's where it all starts from, Sugar Pop.
You are right.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying them back, 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 back.
WGAG Radio, 33 Degrees Entertainment, Georgia Gossip, in association with Supply Oracles and Gold Diggers Incorporated, introducing a new series entitled Dr. Malachi Ezekiel Debates with Christians, which has been transformed to a dynamic audio play. Produced and directed by Don Nicolione, the Brain Trust presents a reenactment of actual discussions and debates in a computer form. Please welcome Debate Series Part 1.
Yo, what's good? What's going on? What's the topic about?
Oh, hey there, Earl. Listen up, man. Be quiet.
Let me tell you, Jesus and only Jesus Christ can keep God's law. He fulfilled the works of his Father for us. With the death of his Son, he paid for our sins.
If Jesus is the only one who can keep God's law, then why are you Christians promoting laws? And if Jesus had to die, then he is not God. If God becomes less than God, then he is not God. I don't need a crutch. I don't need a God. That's all you guys' problem. You need that shoulder to cry on, not me.
Damn, Max, that's interesting that you feel that way, huh?
You're alive, aren't you, Max?
Yeah.
Max, both Jesus and the Pope loves you.
Look, The Pope is a man just like Jesus was a man. And the Pope don't know me, so he couldn't love me.
Yes, and he could feed you also.
Multi-millionaires feed themselves. Keisha, your God needs to feed the millions of people that are starving in this country as well as every country on earth. I've traveled the world and have seen with my own eyes people suffering all over the world. Now tell me, why does your God allow this?
Damn, sounds like I came in a heated debate.
Yeah, it's going to get even hotter because Max is blaspheming the name of God.
Look, I am merely asking questions about God by whatever name you call him, regardless of what denomination or Christian sect you belong to.
Max, let me address something. I was a millionaire married to someone in the film industry. We lost all of our money. Be careful. Money, people, friends, all things can be lost, banished overnight.
Okay, so that is when you turn to Jesus Christ, right? Once you lost all your fame and fortune, God became your crutch and best friend instead of you working yourself up to that point and status again so that you can live good. And if you always had faith in God, then why didn't God protect your money? Can you tell me that?
God protect your money. Your money cannot buy or save your soul when it's time to die.
Money can't buy or save my soul when it's time to die, huh?
Like
only God can, right?
For real.
You want to talk about God's love? This is another example of how much God loves you. If the average human doesn't take care of himself, he and she will look like monsters and smell. Imagine if you didn't take the time to clean, moisturize, or manicure your nails and pedicure your toenails. You would have dry, patched skin with rashes, calluses, and dirt under them. Just picture that. If the toothbrush, toothpaste, dental floss, mouthwash, or dentist weren't invented, imagine what your teeth would look like. What about hair accessories, such as shampoo? People have lice in their hair and dandruff. When there's conditioner, sprays, oils, gel, combs, brushes, whether you perm it or curl it or straighten it or dye it, remember, blacks and whites do all of this to their hair. And I'm sure you could think of many other things. But people would have matted hair with all kinds of sores on their scalp. Just look at any homeless person on the street who is unkempt. How does their hair look? How do they smell? And what do they look like if they don't wash their ass? Maybe God should install an automatic ass washer for everybody.
Well,
how about that? And not to mention, if there was no soap, bath crystals, shower gels, bath towels, and washcloths, and all other things that humans have created to add to their bath to make them smell good. And let's not forget about deodorant, which controls underarm perspiration. Imagine a world without that. You'd be left a human stripped bare. Now, what if there was no such thing as a shaver, a razor, a shaving cream? Just think of what humans would really look like. What if there weren't any suppressive drugs for the mentally insane? What if institutions weren't built to house murderers, thieves, and rapists?
Fuck the police!
So what's your point?
Just a minute, Shorty. The mobilization of humanity would be at a standstill if they didn't make a wagon or put the burden on animals to pull them around. Man, not God, finally developed boats, trains, airplanes, and automobiles. Transportation also aided in racism, because if there weren't any boats, then John Hawkins or Prince Henry wouldn't have been able to get to Africa and pick up slaves.
Fuck Prince Henry.
What the fuck is she talking about?
What the fuck I'm talking about? I tell you what the fuck I'm talking
about. Get to the point.
And the point is, without all of these simple creations and discoveries by humans, just think what you would look like. You'd be sick, diseased, filthy, nasty, hairy, have foul odors, be blind, deaf, and destructive. My point being, these are all of the things you'd be without your own help. Do you know what it would be like? Try to imagine.
Damn, I never thought of it like that. That's some shit.
I know you didn't, because if you did, you would have a different outlook on life.
That's what's up. So are you saying that we are our own God?
Yes, you got it. And to put it simply, God is anything or anybody that is in control.
Will the Christians be able to convert Max, or will Max be able to break the spell of Christianity? Be sure to listen in and hear what happens next week. Part 2 of Dr. Malachi Z. York's debate series with Christians, only on WGAG Radio.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, or GeorgiaGossip.com.
WGAG Radio.
Okay, I would love to talk to someone from that time, you know, because that's like a transition, you know what I mean, from, you know, hey, the disco singer to Nelly Sadek, you know what I mean, so, someone who knew him as that, you know what I'm saying, because I believe he had great influence, you know, well, just said he had great influence in the music anyway, so just knowing someone who saw him from that transition, yeah, that would be a very interesting conversation.
Yeah,
that's a transition. You know, I'm going through that right now, being a singer that everyone knows the difference, right?
Wait a minute, that, Sugar Pie. Hey, King Gellis, how you doing today?
Hey,
everybody.
Great day, Don.
Tef Tef. Great day, Tef Tef. Hey, Tef Tef.
Good day, Tef.
Hey, Granddaddy. as a matter of fact, King Ellis, Dr. York was Imam Issa at the same damn time.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The reason why they the outside tried to defame him and say that he was hiding from the Muslims, that he was a disco singer.
Okay.
And he dropped the scroll entitled, Does Imam Issa Try to Hide the Fact That He Was Dr. York?
Okay.
And he busts all that shit up in that book. As a matter of fact, Don did the whole book on the show.
Okay.
You probably like that one. Because that book is funny as fuck. This nigga is just cutting off heads on that shit because they were trying to say this nigga a part-time Muslim and a full-time disco singer type shit. And y'all niggas don't know that shit. Well, y'all make it a lot, that nigga in the damn club somewhere singing. And so, you know what I'm saying, they was trying to say that he was hiding that, and he wasn't hiding. So he was doing it at the same damn time. And if you listen to some of the Man of the Hours, there's one True Light tape where, you know what I'm saying, he at the club. He's even telling the motherfuckers, ask Imam Issa, that he was at the club one day, seen a nigga in it, and the nigga asked him, what the hell you doing here? Yeah, no, but he never made no transition. He was always Dr. York. He was always Imam Misa. He was always Adamuvidu Akata. He was always Mel Tezzeri. He was always Atum Ray. You know what I'm saying? But he explains in that book how he did it. What was the most important on how he had to did it. Remember, he had Dr. York records inside of the bookstore of his bookstore in Monticello, New York. You know what I'm saying? He had a studio, a radio station, all that shit in there.
And that's an 80 man.
So he never goddamn made one transition to another. And then, you know what I'm saying, then of course by the time the 90s hit, the mid-90s, like 98, 99, going into 2000, he still, and then he dropped both albums again and did a full concert. Never hit it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But they called him the disco singer, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's Dr. York, the disco singer. That's what they would say. The you know, like your Bilal Phillips, the Sunni Muslims, and all that other type of shit.
Right. The haters. Training is crazy.
And now that's some right and exact information there. Because he also told people that he had to take off that sackcloth and go out there and get to those people and get to them in the clubs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I agree with that.
Absolutely correct. Right and exact. I love WGAG. I'm going with it.
Oh, Daddy, just say you love me.
But dog, you can't have all the love now. It's too big. It's bigger than you. You can't have all the love. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than all of us. So we just be proud that we got a little portion of you. See what I'm saying? You got to share now.
Great day.
Wonderful day.
Feeling good. Everybody vibrating, feeling good. It's a wonderful
day. Hey, dog, you don't like to share, do you?
Yeah, say that again, Umi. Don didn't hear you. Go ahead and repeat yourself for her.
Hey, dog.
Hey, Umi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm great. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
That's good. But you don't like Cher, do you?
Do I like who?
Cher.
I don't like to share?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I figured that. But just remember, they can't get all the love from you. They can't get all the love.
Okay, say it again, Umi.
Hey, we can't get all that love from you. We can't get it all. It's too big. It's too big. We can't get it all. Don't think nobody is getting your part of it. Hey, everybody got a part.
Okay, make it plain for me. Because I've been eating candy all night long. What are you saying?
I'm just saying, don't be jealous.
Don't be what?
Jealous.
Don't be jealous.
Yeah, about the love that your papa share and all the rest of us share, because it's bigger than just one or two or three.
Okay, don't be jealous about what now?
The love that we share amongst each other. We can share that with everybody.
Okay, so are you taking it that I'm jealous because I don't like to share?
Share your love.
But how can I be jealous if I don't like to share?
Well, you're being jealous if you don't like to share. That's selfish.
Yeah, but how did you get jealous from me not sharing? Me not liking to share?
Because I got jealous from how did I get jealous? Because that is a part of not sharing, not caring, is being jealous. You can't share your full. You can't show your full potential if you got that in you.
Wait a minute now. So are you saying? Let me get this clear. Are you saying that I'm jealous because others are sharing their love?
Listen. Don't be jealous of sharing.
I still don't get it. Don't be jealous of others sharing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, now you put it in perspective.
Yeah, because I want to receive what you're saying. So I want to be clear.
Don't be
jealous of what others are sharing.
Okay.
Is that it?
Okay. You hit it.
Is that what you're saying to me?
You hit it on the nail. You got
okay.
it exact.
Okay, and I'm telling you that I am not jealous of what others share. That's them to share. I can't be jealous of that. I think jealousy would come in if someone is sharing love or something like that, since you mentioned love, and I ain't getting none. And that would probably make me jealous.
Yeah.
But Don is not jealous. Don ain't jealous of no one on this motherfucking planet.
Okay.
Not jealous of whether someone gives love or hate. Don is still not jealous of them. Don just don't share.
But you did say you don't like sharing.
Right, but sharing has nothing to do with jealousy. When you threw love in there, you know what I'm saying? Because in my feeble mind, I'm thinking you're saying, Don, you don't like sharing. And this shit, like, I'm thinking, yeah, the shit that belongs to me, I don't share. The shit that is with my name on it, I don't share. But then you flipped it, and then you said, well, you jealous of the love that other people, the love and jealousy, sharing and jealousy has nothing to do with each other.
Okay.
I don't share what belongs to me. Certain things that I hold close to me, let's say for an instance, my toothbrush, I don't share that.
I'm
thinking you're asking me based on, you know what I'm saying, material things and shit like that. And no, I don't share love because I ain't the one to give out the love. So I don't share that either.
You don't give out love?
No, I'm not the lover. I'm not the lover. I'm not the one I'm not the one that gives it out. I'm not the holder of love. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the, what y'all call that shit? I'm not the source of love. I'm not Hua. So I don't give out that which I don't have, which I don't control. I only give what I have. Love I ain't got, because love doesn't come from me. It comes through me. So whenever that happens, that's out of my control. I can't control love.
Okay.
Even in love, it is love that loves through us, not from us, honey.
Okay.
And I'm taught by Melchizedek. And those are the exact words and guidance from Melchizedek, which let me know that the love that 99.9.9% of a motherfucker is talking about is a lust, because I've been raised by Melchizedek. And when that nigga said, even in love, it is love that loves through us, that means it doesn't come from us. So I can't give it to you. If it comes through me, that means it's for you to have, because it ain't mine.
Of course.
That's understandable.
So I don't have a jealousy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk about love as if y'all are just saying hello.
No, that's not
Hotel,
true.
Peace, hello. I don't speak on love because I have to wait till it comes through me. It doesn't come from a person. That's in the order of Melchizedek. It doesn't come from us. We cannot muster it up. It has to be given from that inexhaustible wellspring from the source to give that to you, through you, and then you can feel it. And then it radiates out from you. And everybody will be able to feel it at that point. And you'll be feeling it at the same time, like, what the fuck is this? You're not thinking about anything. It just comes. It just hits you. That's the love that loves through you when it hits you, because it's for you.
But other people can feel this also.
I got a question.
But I ain't jealous. I ain't jealous of a goddamn thing. And whatever love the most mortals give, honey, trust me, I don't
can
even
I come
want
in?
It anyway.
Can
you're right.
I don't want shit
can I come
in regards to a mortal talking about love, because I already know they know not what they're talking about.
Hello? Can I come in? Hey.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Chris. Y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well. My intake on that, I'm speaking what's coming through me. How do you know what's not come through me?
Then I say it comes through you?
Right.
I don't understand what the fuck y'all don't goddamn get. I never said that. You know what I'm saying? Umi asked me. Umi said, Don,
I know why
you
she said that.
So this for me. This ain't got shit to do with your ass.
No,
this ain't got nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, her and I are having a conversation on love, sharing, and jealousy.
I understand
her striving to either be right about me, that I maybe be jealous of the love that others give out because I don't like to share. This has nothing to do with you, Chris.
Okay, Don, can I say something, though? Okay, we all here saying, we talking, right? Okay,
no,
what
we
I'm
ain't
trying to,
talking. I'm talking, and Umi is talking.
Okay, well, you know, I'm coming in. I'm just putting my little input. Why I'm putting my input in.
Well, when
me,
you put your input in, it don't include you, because this conversation was about me and Umi.
Well, I'm speaking on behalf of my mom. Just like
your mom
why you
can't
do
speak
with your
on
dad?
Behalf of herself?
Right, she can, but I'm doing
okay,
it too.
Okay, I'm sure she can, so stay out of it.
Wow. Mm. Well, I'm gonna say this here. She said what she said because you said your dad said he loved WGAG, and you said no, just say you love me. That's why
yeah,
she came out
yeah,
with
because
like
I'm
that.
The one that goddamn, I'm the one that opened my mic and said what I had to say to get him to say he loved WGAG radio.
They're right.
I'm the one that, if it wasn't for that, y'all wouldn't have heard him say that shit. Go listen to the cause that caused the effect. I'm the cause that caused the effect on that. I did that. I did that. Y'all didn't do that. I did that. I got him to have that outburst. I got him to feel that outburst of love because I said it. It wasn't everybody. It wasn't the choir that said it.
Choir.
Wasn't the church that said it. Wasn't the whole congregation.
Right.
It was only that one that said it, that got him to say he loved WGAG radio. I said, nah, daddy, just say you love me, Shada, because I'm the one that said it. So, come on now. This is evidence, sweetheart. This is what we call right knowledge. Experience, reasoning, and evidence. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, so that's your evidence right there. I'm the evidence that caused that man to say he loved it.
Man, and it was cute. You know what I'm saying? No, just say he loved me, daddy. That's
yeah, because, I mean, I can understand if Chris said it or King Ellis said it or Neff said it and daddy said, man, I love WGAG radio. And then hear my jealous ass come in and say, no, daddy, just say you love me. That ain't what Don did, motherfucker. That is not what Don did.
Right. Right. They're right.
Don ain't do no shit like that, did it? It was all Don right now that did that. Don did that right now. Don did that, boo. Don did that. Came on in. Goddamn.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. York, the hot fact that he was Iman Misa. Don did that. Don dropped that right now. Don answered that question, baby. Don expounded on that shit, baby. Don did that.
It was like
that's what Don did.
Wow.
Okay. Let's just put that on record right now. So that's not jealousy.
I heard
y'all the ones that goddamn jealous. Because I told my daddy, nah, nigga, just say you love me,
Shotty. I heard everything. Yeah, I heard everything. And, you know, what we do on WGAG.
Damn, daddy, where you come from?
We just get to the truth. We just get to the truth, okay? All right? And the truth is, the statement was, I love WGAG, and then my daughter came in and said, yes, say you love me. And I said, okay, darling, I love you. And I was speaking in truth. I love her, you know, and I was speaking in truth that way. But what the conversation was about someone being jealous and all of that.
Nah, it sounded like they the ones that got damn jealous.
Wait a minute.
Because your love came not from because of your daughter. Your love came because I can't. Your love came based off of I can't giving that truth. Giving that real shit. And you got to love it. You got to love. You got to love when the motherfuckers just come out of nowhere and just that shit.
Hell yeah.
That's what make you love it.
Can you
hear me? But I think that goddamn somebody else would have been jealous. Because they can't do it.
Can y'all hear me?
Hell yeah, we hear your ass.
Okay, now, there's no jealousy in what we were saying and what we were talking about. There was no jealousy involved in it at all. I think the comment was, I thought was in a joking way at one time, you know, about sharing. But I understand what Uma was saying. From the way that she was feeling, the way she was talking about jealousy. But it didn't apply to Tara, and it didn't apply in the conversation directly, because the statement was, I love WJG. And my daughter came in and said, oh, just say you love me. You know, just like that. And I had a little humorous to it, but I was serious. I love her, and I told her I love her. But that was all the conversation was about. It wasn't about jealousy or anything like that. It wasn't about sharing or anything like that. That was just the way the conversation was. Then Uma came in and made her statement about sharing, that you can't have all the love, you know, sharing and stuff like that. And that was just from her way she was projecting herself about
yeah,
all
that's,
love.
Yeah, that's somebody more. That's jealous. That comes
yeah,
from somebody,
that somebody
that's jealous. Now, see, had I would have known that she mentioned, I thought this was something that she just maybe analyzing me from past all the way to now. And I had no idea that this was about what you said. I didn't know it was about I Love WGAG Radio until Chris mentioned it, because she didn't say that. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm thinking she's just trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, or ask me really about my personality. I had no idea it was about what just happened 2 seconds ago until Chris goddamn said it. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
You know,
so to me,
I know you're gonna say this,
but this ain't even about that. This is simply about someone else is goddamn jealous because they the ones that mentioned it. They the ones that got a problem with me saying, "Nah, Daddy, just say you love me." That's the person that goddamn claim at me is the one that's goddamn jealous.
Jealous didn't even come out my mouth. What you talking about,
Dave? I'm
not
talking about you, honey.
Okay, I just want to know you said Dave, so we're trying to say who Dave you talking about. That's all I'm saying.
So you talking about Omi?
I'm talking about Omi now that I know that Chris goddamn explained the whole WGAG radio love shit.
Okay, I just want to know
I would have never figured out, which means I got a real pure, naive, innocent fucking thought process. I had no idea that Shawty is trying to self-project herself on me because I ain't jealous.
Okay.
I had no idea. I'm just thinking, oh, shit, this is going to be cool. Me and Omi about to have a great conversation.
I really felt it was on another avenue, if you'll let me explain. I really think you was talking directly about me. And it's in the sense of sharing love and compassion and care.
Nah.
I think it was.
Of course not.
I'm trying to explain it to her at first. I said, that's what I thought.
Damn, now you think it was about you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I really thought.
This
I really thought at one time it was like that, you know, when she was talking about the sharing in love or the all sources of existence. But this is something that's very unique about the conversation coming in. All of us have the source of love and of the source inside of us, and we all sharing it, whether we think we are not or not. We're doing it anyway. Whether we think we are or not, we're still sharing his love. No doubt about it. You may think you're not, but you are.
Well, if this is his law then welcome to it, goddamn. Come with a sword.
I don't want to cut it off.
Truth is truth. Truth is truth. Remember that. Truth is truth.
I don't want to cut it off.
So we get to the truth. Truth is truth. That's all it is anyway. In the end, nothing but truth. That's all we want. Nothing but truth.
So live antennas basically said, and let me know if he's right or wrong, Born Sue. He says basically Omi is saying you can't have all your daddy's love. You got to share it. Is this what this about?
Yeah.
That's what it is, Omi?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. I understand. Okay. See, and that's somebody
that's what I thought, and that's coming from a jealous place.
What you're saying? That's coming from a jealous place.
All right.
That's coming from a jealous place right there.
So you saying I'm jealous?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jealous of what?
That's why you threw it at me. And I wasn't jealous.
I have never
been jealous.
Jealous of sharing?
Jealous of what you just said.
No.
If you're saying that I can't have all my daddy's love and I got to share whatever Born Sue just said, and you agree to that, that's you coming from a jealous place.
No.
Yes.
I'm sorry you think that way.
No, that's got to be. You agreed. You said yes. Because what gives you the right? My mother don't even say that to me. So what gives you that right to think that I, goddamn, that's my daddy. That is not your daddy. That's not your baby daddy. That's not your husband. That's not your son.
That's not the kind of
love. So obviously, you got to be jealous. You got to be jealous because my mama don't even come at me like that.
His mama don't even come at me like that. I'm just saying that I'll share anything with anybody. I'm not a jealous person. I'm not a selfish person.
Yeah, but for you to come at me, that came from a jealous place. Because that should, listen, honey, obviously you have no idea.
Okay, sweetheart.
Obviously you have no idea the history between me and my father. And not just my daddy, but the history between me and me and me and my daddy.
Okay.
So you have no idea everything that I have to rise up to. And to finally realize that my father loved me, that means that I have to erase and eliminate everything that has ever happened between him and I that I had to clean, that I had a dirty heart over. And for you to fucking say I need to stop it now and share it, I'm not sharing it. Now that I actually have nothing but 100% pure satisfaction guaranteed from my fucking dad. And that took damn near 40 fucking years to have that.
So you only got love for your daddy.
Okay, now it's only. No, it ain't about only. It's just about him right now, obviously, because it was about him 10 minutes ago. It's going to be about him now. It's only about him. This ain't about everybody else. It came at me about him.
When I said sharing his love.
Now that I realize that my daddy loved me, I'm not sharing his love with the rest of you motherfuckers. That's for me. That is for me. When I spent my whole life thinking this motherfucker didn't like me, thinking this motherfucker couldn't stand me, thinking this motherfucker wanted to kill me, and I just fucking got into that realization 3 fucking weeks ago that motherfucker loved me so goddamn much, bitch. Do you honestly fucking think I'm about to share it now?
It's love.
Do you think I'm just about to share what my daddy been trying to give me all my damn life to you motherfuckers? Bitch, please. Wake the fuck up. That's a goddamn no-no. I'm not doing it. Not even for my mother. I'm not sharing the love that he has for me with anybody. If my daddy love you, bitch, then you goddamn share the love he got. He give you to somebody to fuck else. That's
and
how
I
that
do.
Shit
I
works.
Can, I,
I'm keeping
do.
The love
share,
my daddy
I
got for me.
With everybody.
I ain't saying shit.
With everybody.
Like I said, it's just a bit different. It's a big difference. When a motherfucker, when you finally realize, and I don't know, maybe you don't understand this shit that I've been through, but when you finally realize that the man you thought that everything he has done was horrible, was painful, and full of mistakes, and damn near 35 years fucking later, you realize that none of it was true, that it was all fucking love. I think you'll keep every ounce of that shit. Show it up just for you to have more and more of it for him.
Is that how you feel?
That's not how I feel. That's what the fuck I know. That's what I know.
No, so that's what you've been through.
That's what I know. Absolutely. You don't share it. It's for you because you never had it.
The other way. The love of who? Or you don't share it.
I'm not talking about no love for who. I'm talking about the love for my daddy.
I'm talking about the love that comes
from
you.
No, well, it started with my daddy, chick. That's what you tried to check me on.
Your
it started
love
with him. We're not going to no goddamn who. I don't give two shits about
who.
How about that? I don't give two shits about no goddamn whore. I'm talking about the love of my daddy because obviously this is where it came from. Obviously you agreed with goddamn Born Sue said, stop giving goddamn holding on all your daddy love shit from, and you agreed to that. So this wasn't about whore. This was about my daddy.
It's about
that's what this shit was about. No, you ain't say that. You didn't agree to that. You didn't even correct Born when he fucking said daddy. You didn't say, no, Don, I'm talking about whore. I can't vouch for Hua. I don't know shit about Hua. All I learned about that shit 3 goddamn days ago. I can't confirm that shit to be true or false. But we talking about that man that's on this goddamn show, which made your ass ask me, was I jealous? Or don't be jealous. It was based on him. Omi. Come on now. Let's not do this. Let's stick to the script. Let's not do this.
You were doing that.
No, I'm staying to the script, Charlie.
To another level.
I gotta take it to another level because I'm trying to get your ass to raise the fuck up because you at the bottom of this shit and I'm trying to explain to you what the fuck it is.
Okay, and who are you to put me at the bottom?
Because I can tell you at the bottom because obviously you keep goddamn back and forth in this shit.
You're like me, you damn.
I ain't never heard a bitch goddamn tell another chick goddamn let go of your daddy love and share it with some motherfuckers. What?
You're in the love of who, honey?
I ain't never heard no shit like that. That sounds like some jealousy to me.
Okay.
I think you did mad because you ain't never had a daddy like mine. Now I got to go there. You must have had a man to stand up for you and shit. That ain't my fault. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Must be something like that. Must be something going on internal inside your ass.
Okay.
Because it ain't Don. It ain't me. It's you. That motherfucker.
You're listening to Don Nicolion.
That motherfucker.
Don Nicolion.
That motherfucker. That motherfucker. That motherfucker. Great words, motherfucker, but I'm not convinced. Trying to fucking give it to motherfuckers that wasn't naturally born with. Damn, don't fall in love with the motherfuckers that you helping. It ain't one motherfucker receiving and you left out. Every time I fucking follow instructions by them motherfuckers, not only the other person look goddamn good, I look even better. Got tricked up in that motherfucker. We talk about love, a whole bunch of motherfuckers got their own idea or opinion of what it is. We talk about what giving, caring, and sharing is, a whole bunch of motherfuckers got their own shit about it, so you know it's not the absolute truth. I make it my business to know humans. Know everything about the motherfucker. It ain't a motherfucker can't tell me about a motherfucker. Fuck, even a motherfucker that say, Don, you don't even fucking know me. Bullshit. Don't make me read you. Motherfucker.
Door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Don Nicolion Show.
Oh yeah, y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been waiting to hear, the one that calls the call, that calls the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. God!
Cologne, I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all, and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
Sorry, goddamn, for the wait, man. I ain't sorry for no damn wait. Look, I don't know what the fuck happened. I have no freaking idea. I don't know if, yo, I just got in a state of confusion. Goddamn, man, I'm trying to get out of this goddamn state of confusion for the past goddamn 2 motherfucking hours. This shit wild as fuck, man. Great day, everybody. Welcome to the Don Nicolion Show. Special shout out to Nefertiti holding up the show, man, playing these clips and shit. Man, god damn. Man, I don't know what the fuck it is. Okay, well, everything was fine. Everything was fine, newbie. Everything was fine. Everything fine. Great day, newbie. Great day to the callers, everybody that's patiently waiting and shit. But I don't know what the fuck happened, man. Everything was great. Everything was good. You feel me? And the state of confusion was this, okay? Y'all probably wouldn't understand it, but shit. God damn, I don't even know how to explain it to you motherfuckers. Shit. Okay. All right. So, I come in the beach, turn on computer number one, turn on computer number two. Computer number two didn't want to come on. This motherfucker didn't want to come on. So trying to jump start this bitch like a damn car and shit, patting the brakes and shit, goddamn it, then try to start the bitch up. So I'm just like, what the fuck, this bitch? It comes on, but I ain't got no screen. It's just straight black. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a little goddamn hack you can motherfucking do for those that need to know when you don't get no picture, no light on in this bitch. So you unplug the motherfucking charger from the back of the computer, and then you just goddamn hold the button, the turn-on button, for about 10 seconds, you feel me? And then you goddamn let it go, plug the shit back in the back of the computer, try to turn the bitch back on. Nothing happens. Computer number three. I said, fuck it. Let me go to computer number three. Turn this bitch on. Computer number three loads the fuck up. Had this big ass shit start fucking manually or some old shit on that bitch. So I click start that bitch. This motherfucker, him, starts up, sounding real good. This shit blacked the fuck out with a goddamn mouse just on the damn screen. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Now, computer number one is the one I keep telling y'all I don't like getting up and putting on the cam and showing y'all shit, okay? Because that shit is in my woman-made treadmill computer desk. So that means there is no chair underneath this. This is a goddamn treadmill. So I have to step the fuck up, get on this motherfucker, and stand on this bitch to pull this shit out. So here's the state of confusion. Still trying to jumpstart this motherfucker, computer number two, because I really like computer number two. That is the computer, newbie, the one that don't want to act right. You know what I'm saying? When I open up a damn web page, it just motherfucker shuts down and be like, bitch, you ain't getting on this goddamn site today. But however, I really like this motherfucker. Seems like we always like the most insufficient ones and shit. Anyway, and try to just bring this bitch back to life and work with it and shit. So anyway, so the state of confusion is this. So I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So what I say to myself and out loud, I say, you know what? Fuck that shit. If this bitch don't come on, I ain't doing the goddamn show. Now, computer number one is on and popping. The one that I got on top of the treadmill. You feel me? It's on and popping. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing this motherfucking show. So, now, I continue on, take care of things I need to take care of for a minute because now I'm confused because I'm trying to get this motherfucker time to rest and shit because I noticed that the bitch didn't shut down last night or this morning, but I figured it was going to shut down anyway, so I left the motherfucker on because it was black, but that doesn't matter. This is about today. So I'm just like, what the fuck? So anyway, I continue on, had to do a few other goddamn things and shit. And I'm still like, man, fuck this shit. I'm not doing the fucking show. So here's the state of confusion. Looking at the time, I'm like, well, since I'm not doing this fucking show, I'm thinking, look, let me hop in the car, cop me another fucking computer. You feel me? So get ready, grab a key, do my little shit. Then goddamn walk back in the damn house. Still confused. Walk back in the motherfucking house and goddamn try to play with this old goddamn computer number two again. And I'm just sitting there and I'm still like, I'm not doing this motherfucking show, man. I gotta get goddamn me another fucking computer. Computer number two, computer number three is just black the fuck out. Don't understand that shit. Computer number two is just, you know, 2 years old in use. I had computer number two in the box for about a whole year and some change because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So when shit hit the fan, I can just pull out one, boom, out the box, start it up. So that way I started the bitch up because shit started hitting the fan. So I had one already sitting in the closet waiting on the player about 2, 3, 4 years ago. Now, but that's a computer that goddamn don't want to act right on them websites. So anyway, I'm sitting there confused like a motherfucker now, like, what the fuck, man? I should just go fuck that. I'm not doing the show. I'll just go ahead why I went back in the house, don't fucking know. So then I thought, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to call the goddamn computer company. Tell these motherfuckers come pick this bitch up. Tell these motherfuckers come pick this bitch up. Get this bitch back working. Then I was like, damn. I don't even feel like dealing with them motherfuckers right now. Ain't like they going to come right now. I need a motherfucking computer right now. Even though computer number one is on the pop. Okay, computer number one been in the box for about 2 years. Computer number one, once I bought computer number two, I bought computer number one as a backup for shit like that to take place. You understand what I'm saying? You heard? Nobody gets it. Okay, fine. You get it? So anyway, so the computer on the treadmill, that's the computer number two, which actually computer number one. That's what I've been telling you, motherfucker. Right? So this motherfucker probably about a year and some change old. Computer number two, I've been using it for about 2 years, even though I've been in the box for about 3 years. Computer number three, I had ever since 2000 and motherfucking eight, which was sitting in the box because I had another computer that I was using. Till that shit started tripping, then I took that bitch out the box. So computer number three ain't coming on. That's the one that been in the hospital, and then they had to come get it over and over again once I got to Florida and shit, and this bitch don't want to fucking work today. Computer number two don't want to work today. Only computer want to work, computer number three. I got a problem with that. Oh, the confusion. The confusion is I didn't know what to do, okay? I didn't know what to do, so I just felt stuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do. So I decided to do the goddamn show. Stand up and do the goddamn show on the treadmill. Yeah. Fuck it. Oh, shit, hold on, y'all. They didn't fuck. Oh, and another thing. I had to come back because I ordered something. I ordered my guy. Hey, baby. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great day. Oh, he got a little mad about that. He on the phone talking to some goddamn, talking to his lover or some shit. And I said, thanks, sweetheart. He didn't like that. He was like, have a great day. This motherfucker. You know, we got them coming to my house on no goddamn phone. I'll make a bitch jealous. Okay. Anyway, so that's it, man. That's what the fuck happened, man. Hold on, y'all. Let me put all this, put my medicine in the refrigerator. Give me a second. So that was another reason why I had to jump back in the fuck car, and then jump back in the car. Then I, oh, shit, I ordered my goddamn such and such. I had to goddamn, I still got to bring my ass back in this bitch. There's nothing I can fucking do but only do the damn show. This is some bullshit. And figure this shit out later. So now I need to buy two more motherfucking computers. I need to buy two more motherfucking computers. I'm going to go ahead and let number two go in the shop. I hope they don't see all my goddamn naked pictures on this bitch, though. Because now I can't even clean the fucking computer out before I let these motherfuckers come try to figure out what the fuck wrong with it, you feel me? Because when they got them get on that bitch, they might get some, you know, they might feel some kind of way when they start looking at my goddamn desktop around this bitch, you understand? You heard? You feel me? I can't have these motherfuckers looking at my desktop, I can't even clean that bitch up. That was another state of confusion. That was another state of confusion. Like, goddamn, man, I can't even call these motherfuckers. Man, I can't even, man, I need to clean that bitch up first, you feel me? The bitch. I need to clean this bitch up. I need to get all that pornography and shit off my motherfucking computer, man. God damn. All right. So, anyway, remember I tell you money solves problems. That's why you don't spend it. You just wait till problems come. I don't know why people don't understand that shit. Money solves problems. Money solves problem. Money solves problem. Well, boys and girls, let me start up this treadmill since I'm already on it. Goddamn, about to do a newbie Rock Week 9 show on the treadmill around this bitch. I got to stand up for goddamn, 2 hours, 3 hours? Talk to you, Mike. All right, here we go. I got some shit for y'all. I got something for you. Hold on, I'm starting to press start on this bitch. Ooh, hold on. I'm gonna turn a little fan on there too. It's about to goddamn get hot around this bitch. About to start walking around this bitch. Look here. Well, everything happened for a reason. Ain't that right, Mr. G? So let me show some love to everybody real quick. I'm already out of breath. Well, oh, shit. Slow this motherfucker down. Goddamn, wish I had a headset, motherfucker. I need a headset, don't I? It'd work better if I had a headset. Oh, man, let me go get a headset real quick, shot. All right. Here we go. Got something for you. Can I just say hey to everybody? I don't feel like saying y'all name right now, man. I'm a little throwed off like a motherfucker. I'm a little throwed off in this bitch. Put it on speaker. Shit, I fucked up my whole goddamn. I mean, for real, man. Like, what the fuck did I do to this shit? Okay. Hold on, I gotta speed it up, man. This shit ain't gonna feel right. Yeah, buddy. All right, man, it's a new edition of the Don Corleone Show. I need everybody to get up and jog in place. Ready? I'm going to play some music for you, motherfuckers. This is the Work It Out Show. The Walk It Out motherfucking show. Goddamn. All right. Fuck yeah, nigga, shit. I'm on this goddamn treadmill, dead man, trying to do this damn show. I ain't got no... And then... I know what some of y'all thinking. Well, Don, why you just didn't take the computer on the treadmill desk and put the shit and hook it up on the regular desk and you can be comfortable? That was another state of confusion. I was thinking about all the stuff I had to do to pull that shit out. I'm like, man, hell fucking nah, man. I'm leaving this shit right on this motherfucker. Because then I thought about it like, this is where I play my games at. You know what I'm saying? The treadmill desk. This how I be getting in 10 miles. I just play video games all motherfucking day after the show. And I'm getting 10 miles in. I got to play something. So I was like, man, I take this bitch off this fucking treadmill, motherfucker. I'm going to be a city fat fuck playing a goddamn game when I need to be walking, doing something at the same time. Okay. So. Give me one second. Let me go ahead and get this jog in now that I'm crunk. Give me one second. Turn this bitch all the way up real quick. Get a good little jog in. Warm up. Give me a second. Hey! Give me a second. Get a little quick little jog in. So I can burn some of this confusion out real quick. Health is wealth, motherfucker. Okay. Well, you know, this treadmill goes under a table, like a desk, a table. Goes under a table. So it only go up to 4.0 miles per hour, 4 miles per hour, because it's under something. It's not like a treadmill. So give me a second. Yeah. That's how I made it. Yeah, I bought a Stand Steady desk, Brian, called Stand Steady. So I bought a Stand Steady desk. You can roll it up to 6 feet, or you can roll it down to 4 feet like a table and sit down. So then I put the treadmill underneath. Give me a second, motherfucker. Shit, I'm about to be 47. All right. You can jog while sitting down. No, nigga. Hold up. How many seconds was that? I ain't trying to fuck my knees up. Okay. Whew. All right. Feeling better. Praise Jesus. All right, I got something for y'all. Remember I told y'all about Oprah Winfrey and all them motherfuckers? That's why you sprint. But I wish this bitch go up to at least 5 so I can sprint. Sprint for 30 seconds. Walk for 30. Sprint again for 30. Do it about 10, 15 times. Speed up the metabolism. Okay.
Whew. Remember I told y'all about Oprah Winfrey and all them motherfuckers? Fuck it. I'm just going to roll the clip. Because I ain't got time for this shit. Let me just roll the clip. This is, y'all see this? Let me put that on there. All right. Y'all got cam action. Everybody got cam action. Anybody on YouTube, go ahead and refresh. That's right, baby. With a cigarette. Big jogging with a cigarette. And a smoothie. And a show. Don't tell me you can't do God. You can't multitask around this bitch. All right, here we go. This on YouTube, they may take it down. They may also ban the show for this shit. But let's take a look at it. All right, oh, wait, no, let's do it this way. This is a juicy update for Juicy Chrome. You must be updated or uploaded by KIGEN, K-I-G-E-N. Here we go. Check it out.
What's up, everybody? This is Keegan. I sure hope all is well. What we do here is media observation and reflection. This is courtesy of a key contributor. Thank you so much, dear. I really appreciate it. They sent me two last messages on here. Last messages is a content creator, and they just did a video on the first about Juice Crow. The thing that got my attention was that they really were in-depth in the report and the paperwork when it comes to the individuals, which myself and some other key contributors are looking into the identities of these people. What caught my attention with her, and I want to put that down below, of course, there was the detention center before when I did the video that got my attention. But now we have inmate database. And the very first person I see is a person named Oprah F. Moss. That's not a name that's, you know, common. Oprah is just not a common name, even though we know Oprah. We need to look into that. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to leave that.
Newbie, remember when I told y'all that they be hiding under, these are a lot of they fake fucking names and shit? When I looked at CaliforniaArrestSite.com, that it was hard to type in a lot of their names or to search for their names that we know them by? Yeah. Yeah, shouted. All right, but Ellen DeGeneres was certainly on that motherfucker. Here we go.
And down below so you can look at it on your own and check it out. And you all like this content, share this content, and let me know if you know something about the CYM company, because before I showed you with CYM how I could have easily made the logo that's right there on top of the paper. That's not it, but... Let me see, the research that's going into it on all these levels are so amazing. I just want you all to pay attention to it. I believe some of it is not what it is, but that's what they do. They're going to mix the lie with the truth. And I believe some of these people are lies, and some of these people are definitely truths. But she goes in for a good hour. I didn't get to finish it all because I saw something and I was like, wait a minute. But like she showed the camps and such, and this is on a drop stick. So she's going thoroughly through it, and you could see a lot of the paperwork up close and personal. Thank you to Last Messages and the key contributor that sent this my way. I appreciate it. Now what we're going to do is go into getting an update on JuiceWire, because we need to know. And We're going to look up Oprah Moss. Damn this. Oprah F. Moss. Okay. I don't like looking at this. But let me go to this. I'm going to mute it so it don't cut me off.
We might as well go to Bag of Truth for the hell of it. Hold on. Still listening to this bitch. Let's just go to Bag of Truth. Here we go.
What a song.
We're going to Bag of Truth. We're going to Bag of Truth. Because she's using another person's website. So it has to be a channel on YouTube. Here we go. That's part two. Oh, shit. Damn, I think they sent me the same one. Okay. All right, here we go. This was uploaded March 29th, 2022. Okay, y'all? And let me pause it there because I think it's the second one. There we go. Action.
Hey,
now y'all
like
can see better.
Last week, I received a data dump, actually a series of documents, that are the most shocking evidence of the existence of adrenochrome I've ever seen. The volume is extensive and important to share, as it shows that it is highly unlikely that all these documents are falsified or created by a LARP. For those of you that do not know what adrenochrome is, it's a substance used as a drug and life elixir. The drug is the most expensive on the market and extremely popular amongst Hollywood stars. It is derived from blood of young donors, preferably below the age of 12 years old. The blood needs to contain the highest amount of adrenaline, for which the children are terrorized, raped, and tortured to raise their adrenaline level. When the child is in an extreme state of pain and fear, the blood is harvested. This happens in the so-called adrenochrome harvesting sites on an industrial scale and within a worldwide network, as the documents that I will share in this video will point out. It started with this letter that was sent to a German blogger. Dear Mr. Schaefer, I'm sending you the photocopies and printouts because I am afraid. I ordered USB sticks at Amazon and received them last week. One stick had an opened packaging and there was data on it, PDF texts. At first I wanted to send the stick back, but then I thought, no, let's first see what's on it. I do not understand English very well, but what I understand is that it was a list of abducted children. Those are probably caught and abused. It is terribly sad. A company called CYM runs scams and evaluates children. They offer the adrenochrome and sell it. Disposal means elimination. There are hundreds of pages and I can only print out a few. There are also lists of names and photos of adults. I think that these are the people who keep the children captive. So she sent this these files to this blog because he was writing about Q and Trump's plan. I cannot send an email because I'm really afraid, and I think that these are terrible killers that torture the small children, just like Q also writes. I've been reading about Q for a long time. Please find the possibility to publish this on your blog or on a website. I've checked the names, et cetera, et cetera. I've looked up a few of them, not all of them. And these companies, they seem so serious. Can you give the list to Mr. Trump, who will hopefully get them out of their misery? I'm really afraid, and in case this letter gets intercepted, they cannot find my name because my son is about the same age as these poor children. It's signed by Steffi, and it's the PS is, if I have to send more, then I must be careful. Please write on your Hominibus website, like, Steffi, contact me. Then I see that I can answer. So this is the first document that was found on this USB stick. It is a document by the CYM Corporation, an inmate report. Here are the names of the children. Child is 6 years old. The blood type, in custody for this number of months. So this child has been in custody for almost 2 years. There are also children that are in custody for 3 years. The adrenochrome quality, the sites, the camps, and I will get into that in the presentation a bit further on. The year when they are planned to be disposed, whether they are suicidal or not. So these children of 12 years old and younger, many of them are suicidal. The country of origin, the daily quota, which is dazzling to me, 25 daily quotas, and the inmate number. This is page 1 out of 12 pages. And it's pretty recent. It's printed in June 1st, 2020. This goes on and on and on. These names need to be looked, searched in a database, police database, CPS database. This is the volume of documents. And let's go to the next page. This is a summary. No, wait. This is a summary.
Nobody ain't know about this shit.
CYM Corporation Production Report. Raw,
I got something for your ass, man.
These are the locations of the camps.
Another man of the hour, take over. Got something for you, baby.
Children are abducted.
Okay.
The number of inmates, you can see it's large volumes. The production in milligrams and the average age.
I'm trying to, hold on.
This is the adrenochrome. Are
we going to pause it there real quick? Let me go back to, let's back taxi to this chick because she was trying to look up Oprah Moss. Let's see.
Good day, everybody. This is Keith Jenna. I sure hope I'm
fine. Oh, bitch, I got to fast forward your ass.
How it is now.
Okay.
But over here, we're talking about Juicy Girl. We're talking about...
Wait. This ain't it. My bad. This ain't it. Fuck. Hold on. That's another vid she got. Hold on. This it right here. Okay, there we go. Here we go.
We're going to look up Oprah Moss. Damn that. Oprah F. Moss. Okay. I don't like looking at that face. But let me go to this. I'm going to mute it. So I don't,
oh, that is Bag of Truth, too. Hold on. I got it right here. Oh, damn. We own Bag of Truth, too. Okay. Fuck it. Let's keep it going.
Adoption report per child. These are the names, date of birth, age, inmate number, name of the camp in use for this number of months. Captured in country of origin, and the year when they are...
Damn, they said this Oprah Moss was captured in Costa Rica. Doesn't that sound familiar to some of y'all? Huh? Okay, all right, let me take y'all back.
I know Ty keep up on this shit. Probably, another nigga. It got to be a nigga. I don't think it's a female, but I think it was Ty. About 2 years ago, or a year ago, I know it was during the pandemic, the first COVID. Second one about to come out on you, motherfucker. But look here. Do y'all, okay, Ty, do you remember anything about hearing anything that her spot was raided, that Oprah shit was raided? You remember anybody, hold on, let me check on niggas on YouTube real quick. You remember anything about the spot was raided, y'all? Oprah, one of her spots was raided, but it was one of her, I think it was one of her homes overseas. It was during like 2020, if I'm not mistaken. 2020, around 2020, 2021 maybe. I can't remember. Let me check on YouTube real quick and see if anybody remember that shit. What up, Pasta? Great day, Trower. Anybody remember hearing that? Well, I heard that shit. You heard about it, you think, right? Sound familiar, right? Okay, so, bag of truth. Okay, so, see, that's why I need two computers, at least three, goddamn it, because I keep got to flip over one to get to the other. This is some bullshit. I hate being handicapped. Look here. All right, word on the street had it that Oprah Winfrey, one of her compounds were raided. But it's a little jumbled up and shit. CNN? This nigga don't pull it up on CNN. Nigga, CNN don't say that shit. Oh, this was the awful fake arrest rumors. I was about to say, you know they had to check that and hide some of that shit. Yeah. Yeah, I remember CNN tried to cover it up, and whoever's running her Twitter account, I remember going, yeah, okay, so it was 2020. It was right. Remember I said that that whole pandemic was to hide these motherfuckers? Remember I said that shit? Was to hide them motherfuckers, so make them stay in the house and all that type of shit? Was to hide them as well. Like, therefore, we're forced to not them go outside and shit like that, even though I did. You know what I'm saying? But, so CNN, that right, CNN tried to cover the shit up, but they said they raided her fucking property. And if I'm not mistaken, they also said that this bitch had an underground fucking tunnel. That's what they said. This bitch got an underground tunnel for all them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Why are we going to fact checking all them motherfuckers? Okay, let's see. False. Oprah Winfrey home in Florida was raided on 16 months. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm telling you. All right, let's keep going. Because they hiding her. They hiding shit out of this bitch. Hold on. Let's go back to Bag of Truth. But anyway, I remember hearing that shit. And the only problem that we kept, I know I kept fucking up coming to a roadblock is to look up the arrest. And I said, this bitch must got another fucking name. You know what I'm saying? She must go by another fucking name because I knew that a few others did too. Let me bring in Newbie real quick. I just saw you call her all once. Give me a second. Let me open your mic up too. All once, can I get a mic check?
Hotep, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Great day, Newbie. All once, great day to you. It gives all once a chance to, what you got for us, baby?
No, I was just wondering, so you're talking about Oprah Winfrey and the discovery of some tunnels on her property. I was just wondering if, you know how in Hollywood all the connections, all these, all the elites are actually, they have some pretty deep ties to Israel. So I was wondering if you knew anything about Oprah and her ties with all that stuff.
Nah. Come on, Newbie, give me a mic check one more time. Great day, Newbie. How you doing?
I'm doing my best, Don. How are you?
Doing my best, babe. What you got for us?
No, I was thinking about, the only thing that I remember about Oprah was the whole thing with the schools that she had in Africa. And
yeah.
Those children being molested and stuff, which is now starting to make even more sense.
And they quiet that shit down real quick.
They
and
sure
then,
did, Don.
And then about 9 to a year later, she had three of them girls on the sit-down, not three of the molesters, so-called girls, but only three other girls from the school to talk to her in the interview. Because now they had gone to college and shit. That's how they cleaned that up. Yeah.
And then now we're here with her, huh? It's crazy.
Well, we've been all roads lead to Oprah too, boo. Oprah on that bitch. All right, let's finish it up. Let's see how. Okay, first this is okay. So I remember something about this though.
Are planned to be disposed.
And y'all see that this should say captured in Costa Rica. 2021.
Yeah.
Part two of the production data, the blood type, suicidal or not. If marked yes, isolate subject and increase production. People have no empathy. The daily production and type of torture. This is really shocking. Children come from Costa Rica. Incarceration facility, I think this is the abbreviation of Guantanamo Bay. Surprising, because the bad guys were supposed to be locked up there. Apparently not. And there's many, many more captured.
All right, let's pause this and let's switch back to homegirl here. Oh, shit, let's switch back to this one. See what she
find out. Subscribe to her as soon as you can. This is some very good information that she has here. What I'm about to do is look up Oprah. Oprah was 11. I don't know when. Okay, 2021.
Let's see how she find out. Let's see what she got.
They only want 4 months and use for 11 months. She's in use. What kind of shit is that?
I think what they're saying is...
An 11-year-old, y'all. This is an 11-year-old.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's how they placing this shit. Basically, are they calling these children inmates? And capture is their word for kidnapping? And have them placed in some type of facility? Y'all hear my question?
Sounds in line with that. Yes, Don.
Okay.
Come on. That's what they say. But that's a 2021. Captured in Costa Rica. Okay. Open mark, Costa Rica. We're going to go check it out. Okay. This new section on here. There's a open mark. But there, and of course, is this video the proof? Oh my goodness.
Come on, chick. You sound like my ass. I don't know where the fuck you going.
Okay. So.
Chick.
That would be. So this may be accurate. But this one. And there, she might have been nipping during this time. That would be amazing. I mean, like I said, Oprah is not a common name that everybody has.
Ain't nobody named their baby Oprah.
So I'm just assuming that there's some sort of report on this young person.
Costa goddamn Rica, boy.
It is.
Come on, chick.
These are people. They were missing in Costa Rica. Okay.
She just figuring the shit out herself. All right, let's flip back to the bag of truth.
From the United States, Canada, And again, I will go a little bit further, faster.
Yeah, it looks like these are, they call them adrenochrome inmates, newbie. These are the babies, the adrenochrome inmates in production report. Look, why this motherfucker is Willow Farrell. Are these the children that belongs to them? You see the word Willow Farrell? Like
yeah,
Will Farrell? You got Oprah, you got Will. You
unless
got
these
Courtney
are the actual
on the right side.
Unless these are the actual celebs, Don.
No, no, they must purchase them motherfuckers for themselves.
Oh, there you go. Okay, these are invoices then.
Not really invoices, but data sheet. It's a inmate data. But it looked like, I mean, it's some interesting shit. Farrell, really? Willow Farrell? Oprah Moss? And that Willow Farrell, was, this child was captured in Canada, 2022. Marked for disposal in the year 2022. They're going to kill it. It's 10 years old. Mexico, Courtney, Oakham, 10, marked for disposal
2022. Damn.
I have to rewind it back a little bit.
And again, I will go faster through these documents.
Damn, bitch, slow it down, man. Slow it the fuck down, Charlotte.
Rising. Yes.
Hendrix, Eden, Amir Fisher, marked for disposal 2024. This one was captured in United States 2021. The Eden Hendrix. Y'all got to figure out who that really is.
The bad guys were supposed to be locked up there. Apparently not. And there's many, many more captured from the United States, Canada. And again, I will go a little bit further, faster through these documents, but there's many, many, many documents. And another thing that is interesting to point out that these forms have been filled in with a typewriter, and you can tell because the print of each letter is slightly different, which is a characteristic of a typewriter, an old-fashioned one, to avoid a digital paper trail.
Man, this shit, wow. Commercial. Hey, you see that? That's a tunnel. That's a tunnel I got, newbie. That's my shit right there. You see it?
I see, Don.
There's a tunnel right there, boo.
That thing looks like you might be able to pull it off the wall.
No. Mm-mm. Yep, it come with the bench. I did that shit yesterday. I did upper and bench press. That's the shit right there, telling you. I did that yesterday. I forgot what that shit, decline, fly.
The bench is a separate attachment?
No, the bench come with it. Yeah, the bench separate, but it come with it. You buy everything. You buy the bench, buy the arms. Let me see if they show the rope. That rope, got the rope, did that yesterday, did that tricep extensions, did that shit yesterday. And the machine is the weights. So you see the weight going up in that little circle part. I love that shit, man. I ain't gonna need front. And then when you finish, man, you just throw them legs, them arms back, boom, you're done. Don't take up no space. All right. I done did so much shit. I did karate on that motherfucker, man. They got karate, martial arts. Now they just bought golf in. You know what I'm saying? So people who are training for golf, they have all the different exercises for golf, you know what I'm saying? Okay, never mind. Fuck
swinging
y'all.
And everything?
Fuck.
Or like for batters?
Well, they just bought the golf in now. I took a few golf courses. I'm bullshitting on the word courses. And I'm bullshitting that I just took a few.
I was about to say, you got a little green mat with a hole in it and everything.
No, no. It teaches, like, it's an exercise. Like, it's called a chop. And so some of y'all
memory.
Probably know. So yeah. So you take the weight and you swing to the, and you keep your hips straight. So you know what I'm saying? So it's good for, you know, for your strokes, I guess. They call it strokes. What the fuck they call that shit in golf?
Swing?
Yeah, swing. God damn, the fuck I'm talking about stroke. You fucking swing, man. It's the swing. Yeah, that's to tone you and help the back and all of that and the knees and everything else. And they have this, they added this world-class female golf player onto Tunnel. So she does a lot of live, classes. So you can actually use Tunnel to, build muscle for golf and show you how to stand and all of that shit. All the body parts that you need for golf and how to strengthen that shit. So she does live classes and pre-recorded so you can go back and, you know. Yeah, so they done instituted golf into this bitch, too, to teach motherfuckers. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Volume here. So these are all the forums. There are many. It's huge. So this is the disposal report by the CYM Corporation.
I'm ready for the Oprah shit, man.
In the first quarter of 2019.
So you knew about the Adrenochrome, right, newbie?
Yeah, I know about the Adrenochrome. This
okay,
is a ledger, Don. This is a freaking ledger.
It sure the fuck is, sir. It is. It is. It is. It is. And it's so interesting because I watched, I went through some of my old Instagram posts when in the beginning they said children don't need masks. You remember that?
Yep.
Then all of a sudden they said mask your fucking kids. So in one of the posts I was scrolling down, looking at my old Instagram posts, there is a white woman with a child with a mask on. And next to it is another picture with the white woman with the child with a mask off. And basically it means do not mask your children because you don't know if they are yelling for help. So when the picture with her and the child with the mask on, the next picture beside it, it's the child with the mask off with duct tape, nigga, on his mouth. You got me? So
damn.
Yeah. And that's why. Because you don't know. Like, you seeing all these people with these kids with a mask on, you don't even know if that's their fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? You
that's
don't know if they
cover,
kidnapped them motherfuckers.
It's a cover, yep.
Yeah, it's a cover. It's a goddamn cover, man. And you see, a lot of them were taken in 21. You know what I'm saying? 21, 2019, whatever, 21. A lot of them was taken then. There was a lot of fucking kids. Go look it up. They were taken. And remember, y'all, during COVID-19, if I'm not mistaken, that's when the sex trafficking went even harder or something, right? Y'all remember a lot of young girls was getting abducted and shit? Wasn't that during the pandemic or right before? Remember the sex trafficking and a few girls survived and got out of that shit? It was one in Jamaica. It was one that happened in Jamaica, man. A motherfucker abducted this bitch in Jamaica, threw her ass in the fucking car. But them Jamaicans ran, chased that motherfucker down, beat his ass to a pulp, beat that motherfucker to a pulp, opened the trunk, and the girl was in that bitch. They don't play that shit.
Nah, they don't play that down there at all.
They don't play none of that shit. And remember I told y'all they did a test on, like a prank, to test society on abductions. And I told y'all they threw a bitch in the trunk and people walking by, and it was more women ready to lose their life to save that girl. And any nigga that was walking with the bitch was trying to bring her, to run her, take the chick he with to walk the opposite way they were going when they saw that shit. Y'all got to find
what
that video,
hell?
Like that shit. Yeah. Just a regular nice little shopping strip mall or some old shit. You know, people just be walking on sidewalk and shit, having a great time, eating ice cream and shit, see this shit, car parked on the side. Where you park cars at? You know what I'm saying? Which why you got to be conscious. You cannot even be walking past a line full of cars on the side of buildings. You know what I'm saying? You know, like meter, like parking spots, man, where you see cars at and a whole bunch of storefronts. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can be in that motherfucking dress and snatch your goddamn ass.
Damn.
This shit here got wild, man. This is more, whew. What people do for money. As a matter of fact, I got something to tell y'all. This is the most interesting shit. So I bought this goddamn AI vacuum cleaner and shit, right? Don't tell nobody. Y'all know
which
how much
one you
I
got,
hate
the robot
AI.
Guy?
I got the fucking iRobot. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a great invention, Don. Great.
I got
I
this
got
tall
one.
Ass goddamn bald headed robot and shit. So for anything else you need me to do, yeah, vacuum, bitch. So, but anyway, it's a little AI, a little goddamn. It's tall though. It's tall. You know what I'm saying? It's a little robot, but it's tall. But you gotta vacuum it yourself. Make a long story short, so Nana comes over. That's why I'm telling y'all this shit. So Nana comes over, and she was like, "Ma, can I just take it and go home and vacuum my floor real quick with it and bring it back?" I said, "Nah, bitch. And leave it alone. Don't touch it. You don't like nobody touching my shit, right? And you know I don't share, right?" I was like, "No, bitch, and don't touch it. Leave it alone. Why you touching it, man?" They started making a noise. I said, "Man, leave it alone, motherfucker." I said, "Bitch, this shit costs more than you. I spent over $2,000 for this shit." I said, "This shit costs more than you." And Sananda says, "No, it doesn't, Mom." She said, "No, it doesn't." She said, "Humans cost more than that. The price of a human is $200,000 This is what she said. And I said back to this bitch, because I know a little bit more than that hoe. I said, "God damn, that shit dropped." I said, "Damn, that shit dropped the goddamn, that shit dropped by $800,000 Yeah, she said the average cost, the average price each human worth is $200,000 Now remember, Don DeColeon knew back then that it was a million or a hundred million. I can't remember. That shit done dropped to $200,000
That's crazy, Don. With inflation,
yeah,
you think it would go up, huh? But I get the value in humans are going down.
Yeah. Ain't that something? That bitch said, no. That bitch was like, "No, Mom. A human is worth $200,000 I said, "God damn."
This number of children were disposed. In 2019 total, almost 400 children were disposed. I guess this is the adrenochrome quota or quality. When children have a B minus
what
minus
am I said?
Quality, they will be disposed. This is a more detailed disposal report.
Look at this shit. Y'all see this? Date of
name
birth.
Of child.
Let's pause it. I can do this myself. Bitch, we don't need you to read shit. Date of birth, 2012, 29, 2009, 11, 13, 2008,
2012. These 2000 babies, but I wonder how long they've been doing this shit. And the disposal of them is 2019, whole bunch of 2019s. They get rid of all them motherfuckers. And they call them inmates, man. Can y'all believe this? This is the CYM Corporation Main Detention Center's disposal report. Somebody need to pull up these bastards. CYM Corporation. What are they disguised under, y'all?
Date of birth. So this child is 8 years old. To be disposed. It was disposed in the first quarter of 2019. This child is 7 years old. And again, this just goes on and on and on.
Man, y'all better stop goddamn being having babies. Letting your babies be food for the gods. Y'all better stop that shit. Y'all better stop fucking. I'm telling you that right now. Y'all better stop. They food for the gods, baby. One way or the other, they food for the gods. And hey, where's Zena at? And we know for a fact that God eat fucking kids. That's all in the goddamn Bible.
Yeah,
the,
all
this
the sacrifices.
This motherfucker eat kids.
All the sacrifices done.
Yep. They eat kids. That's some wild-ass shit, man.
The adrenochrome harvesting sites. United States Army Special.
Oh, United States Army Special Medical Corps. What is you telling us? Camp Anza, Camp Collin. Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to tell you motherfuckers right now, there won't be a lockdown radio again on Thursday. They're going to lock this show. They're going to lock their pay down for 7 days. I guarantee you, they're going to lock this channel the fuck down. Here we go.
Special Medical Corps. Personnel performance report. Center name, that's the camp name, and rank. Some sort of diagram that I do not completely understand. It's related to the personnel and the performance. Camp Anza, Camp Callan. Please note these names because these are significant. Camp Kearney, Camp Kohler, Camp Lawrence, J. Hearn, Camp Lockett, Camp McQuaid, Camp Santa Anita, Camp Seeley, Camp Stoneman, Camp Young.
Anytime you hear the word camp, you already know what time it is, right? You know what the word camp is, right? You know when they use the word camp, what that shit for, right? Concentration camp.
Yep.
All types of camps. And who likes to send their children to camps? Parents. to strangers at that. For weekends and shit.
Names. For instance, Camp Callan. It was a United States training center operational during World War II. It was located in San Diego, California, and the facility was closed shortly after the war, and a few traces of the base remain. This is what it looked like at the time. But apparently, according to these documents, these camps are still operational. This is Camp Anita, the way it looked in the Second World War. This is another camp that is listed in these documents, Fort Point, and according to Google Maps, the location is just below the Golden Gate Bridge, and I think this is this building. I'm not sure. They're all these deserted places. Actually, this is a museum, so could also point out to the underground facilities. Camp Stoneman used to be a United States Army military facility in Pittsburgh, California. Also closed down. So that's the pattern. Another pattern is that their location is near national parks, very deserted.
Damn, Nuba, I just keep thinking about that damn article you sent, man, when you said they were, when you said they,
You mean with the blood, Don?
Hell yeah. And the United States send that shit to Germany and China. Send everybody and sell it for a certain price. How much is it? Are you serious? It's .us?
Yeah, the one that I just put on there. I'm looking at another one.
These are liars. They're lying. They're fucking lying. They're liars. Can't believe shit, these motherfuckers. Can't believe the shit
are on the internet. Files related to the Iraqi war, and they are a reference to shipments of to military units. So military.
All right, hold on, y'all. I'm going to extend the show since I just got started. For y'all on the call lines, can y'all hear me? Y'all folks on the call line, I'm going to do a part two. Everybody on the call line, so y'all call back in and we'll go further into the show since I started damn near around 1:40, 2 o'clock. So I'm going to give y'all a... How's it called? How you call it? Yeah. So I'm going to give y'all a part two on BTR. But YouTube, y'all know what to do. You stay where you at. And hold on, Shotty, man. Y'all stay where you at, and I'm going to do a part two on this shit, Control C, and set this thing up for BTR so that we could probably... You know, y'all call in and stay on the line a little bit longer or some old shit. You feel me? And mind me, newbie, to give you some more toys to play with for the man
absolutely
of the hour. The shit that got you, got my page banned and shit on YouTube several times. I'm playing on the man of the hour Control C. Oh, yeah, Control C. That's the copy button, right? Give me a sec. All right, hold up. I'm going to set this show real quick for y'all humans. All right. All right, yeah. All right, so throw a little commercial up real quick. No, no audio. All right, so here we go, boys and girls. Y'all better be glad I love y'all. I'm going to stand up for another 3 hours for you bitches. So, yeah, we're about to go live on BTR again. So everybody on the call lines, hang up. And for y'all on in the after party and on YouTube, I'm going to rewind it back just a little bit till I start the show over for y'all on YouTube, okay? I mean, for y'all on BTR. So,
on and on and on.
So y'all can hang up. Hold on. 963, what you want? Hurry up, because I'm about to hang up this show and restart another one. 936.
So you want me to call back when I just called right now?
Yeah, hang up so I can restart, because we about to go into overtime, okay? So, yeah, everybody hang up on the call lines real quick. Real nigga radio.
Real nigga radio.